30-second update brought to you by Lathrop Construction. See Dean and Natalie at Lathrop Construction, a longtime sponsor of our sports here at KIIC. Cody Brown, as the fans here from Eddyville hold up signs that say 100, he gets his 100th win. Cody Brown gets it 16-0 over his opponent, Lucas Krakow. So Cody Brown from Eddyville Blakesburg joins Hannah from EBF as they advance to the championship round here. And if you missed it earlier, Briar Cochran also advances. Tell us where you're listening from on the text line at KIIC Radio, and it is 641-799-1437. Back to you guys.
Thanks, Jay Mill. Right now, Xavier Miller rode out Cody McNeil the entire second period. Miller starts in the down position beginning of this third period. He trails by an escape. He finds himself being covered up by McNeil from Minneapolis. Now, Miller trying to get to his base, gets the hand posted, wiped away by McNeil. Miller, after a quick takedown by McNeil in that opening period, got the escape to end the first period. Again, he started the Miller started the second period covering McNeil, rode him that entire period, and at the end of the second period, nearly got back points on McNeil, but time expired.
Here at 138 pounds, Cody Ray Smith from Knoxville with a no-shame effort against Minneapolis' Mason Buster. It was Buster with a takedown in the first 5 seconds of the match, and Cody Ray Smith has been battling hard, not letting Buster score any more points at 138. There's 20 seconds left in that first period. It's still 2-0, Buster over Smith from Knoxville.
Miller right now tried to sit out switch, nearly got the corner turned on McNeil, but McNeil really riding tough now, has that right arm, pins it back. McNeil from Minneapolis at 132 out in front of Xavier Miller of PCM. An escape separates these two opponents. Miller from PCM trailing by one here, 59 seconds to go in this third and final period.
Hey, want to make sure we thank CNC Cycle for helping bring all this high school wrestling action to you. Here at 138 pounds, Cody Ray Smith from Knoxville is going to defer his choice in the second period.
Miller gets to his base, trying to do the sit-out. Gets a stall call on Minneapolis. And
31 seconds left. Yeah. That's a barn burner.
2-1. Cody McNeil of Minneapolis out in front of Xavier Miller of PCM. 30 seconds. Miller gets to his feet, tries to get the hand separated. Holding on tight is McNeil. Now brings Miller back down to the mat. There are 20 seconds to go. Miller has to get the corner turned here, trying to grab that back leg and come around the backside. Still fighting, 16 seconds. Miller trails by one to McNeil. McNeil riding tough on this third and final period. 10 seconds to go. Has Miller broke down, and it looks like McNeil from Minneapolis is going to get the win here. 4 seconds, and he's going to hold on and get the win. What a great effort there by Xavier Miller. And Minneapolis, Cody McNeil gets the win here at 132. And let's run over to Pleasantville real quick. Jay Mill's got an interview real quick, and Jay Mill, take it away.
All right, we've got Cody Brown here. And Cody, what a match. You know, the signs were being held up at the end of the match, 100. You said you didn't even know those were for you.
Yeah, I did. I was looking around wondering who they were for, and then Coach told me there for me, and I was just shell-shocked.
Did you not know that was your 100th win?
No, I did not.
What a way to finish it, 16-0, with your win there over Lucas Krakow. You were in control and in command the whole match. In fact, you almost pinned him twice.
Yeah, I was looking at his shoulder when he was down, but hey, he wasn't down all the way. So.
All right, before we send it back to Fairfield, you're going to go up against Cooper White from West Marshall. Have you seen this kid before?
Yeah, I wrestled him at I-35 in semifinal round.
And how'd you do?
I think I went all three periods with him, but I won.
Awesome. Very good. That's Cody Brown, gentlemen. We'll send it back to you in Fairfield, and congratulations, and we look forward to seeing your next match. Back to you guys.
All right.
145 here.
Considerable cause for consternation here for the Albion Blue Demons. 15 seconds into his 145-pound semifinal match, Blake Lawless against Tristan Garcia from West Burlington Notre Dame. Shot in there by Garcia, and looked like Lawless had his knee bend the wrong way, and the team doctors are going to be the team coaches, and they look him over, and he gets back to his feet, and he's going to keep going here in this 145-pound
match. Tristan Garcia's
got
a lot of energy into his step here. Takes a single leg, a deep shot in there on the single leg, a sprawl out there by
smart
Lawless.
Job by Garcia. He goes after the same leg that they were working on for Lawless. So no dummy here from West Burlington Notre Dame. So Blake Lawless with a sprawl, and it's a tight in there, and there's a potentially dangerous, and they call it off. So Blake Lawless is going to have to nurse that knee here.
Yep.
and try to get through this first period and get to some down wrestling.
Garcia, high-energy wrestler. Lawless, as we know, he's the Bulldog, and he is a tough competitor. Right now, 145, 117 to go here. Blake Lawless of Albion here. It falls down and covered up.
Two-point takedown for Garcia at 145 pounds. So Lawless gets a stand-up now. Now Garcia drops down. And somehow it just seems like Blake Lawless has got a little bad luck right there. Now there's going to be a stall call against Garcia because he's just hanging on to the ankles. Should be a stall call.
Yeah,
right,
there's
now
a five count, and
there's the stall call, and they'll stop it with 50 seconds to go.
I think they're giving a five count on the leg.
I think they gave him five on each leg,
yes.
And then and then counted an extra one for the arm. So, but he did call the stalling finally with 50 seconds to go.
Lawless
in
does
the first
get
period
to his feet, trying to get the hand separated, gets the escape here. 45 seconds to go, first period. Blake Lawless of Albia.
2-1 the score now with the escape by Lawless. 39 seconds to go. Plenty of time for some action here in the first period at 145 pounds.
Blake tried to do a little shuck by. Now gets the underhook. Now drop down to single leg right in front of the Albia cheerleaders. Blake has the single leg. He's got some room.
He's got to get him drug back onto the mat. And nice job there by Garcia, trying to get himself off the mat. Now Lawless elevates that leg, looks at the clock, sees he's got 17 seconds to go, gets the trip, covers,
and
just at the edge of the mat, gets a two-point takedown to take the lead. 3-2.
Textbook takedown there by Blake Lawless, right at the edge of the mat, and he's going to ride him out here in his final 3 seconds of the opening period, and he's going to take the lead going into the second period. What a takedown, and right at the edge of the mat, you know he's fighting a little bit of a pain in that right leg, and he finds a way to pull through.
Hey, catchy folks up here, too. From Knoxville, Cody Ray Smith going up against Mason Buster from Mediapolis. It's an 8-0 lead for Buster as time is expiring here at 138 pounds. It'll be Buster advancing to the championship. Cody Ray Smith will go down to the bottom and wrestle Kyle Sinnott.
Just coming in, Jaron Glosser for the Rockets gets the pin, and that's going to make Rocket fans happy. Go Brett Wurst and all of EBF wrestlers from the Lopez's checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. A little big smile going on there for all the Rocket fans as Jaron Glosser gets the pin for the Rockets. Right back to action here to be in the second period. Lawless starts the second period in the down position with a 3-2 lead here. And a leg ride being put in. Gets a little high. And if Lawless can come out the backside here, trying to work his way back.
Garcia from West Burlington, very, very high. But
here we go.
Lawless
gonna
is going to come out the backside and get the two-point reversal for Blake
move.
Lawless. He leads now by the score of 5-2. If the official gives it to him. He hasn't given him the points yet, but Blake Lawless has got the two-point
there
reversal.
It is.
Now he's going to try to turn
on
it into back points.
There he goes.
Got the chicken wing locked up on the left-hand side. Blake Lawless, nifty little out-the-back reversal on a two-high double crossbody ride. Now Lawless with the
he's
chicken
got
wing
time.
On
he can walk
he's
it
got
over.
Time. He he's walks it over. It. Gets it past parallel, and he's
We're
on his back. He's got the pin. He's got the pinning combination.
The slippery opponent, my goodness, Tristan Garcia.
Two-point near fall for Blake Lawless. Makes his lead now 7-2, and that's a little bit more what we were looking for from Blake Lawless.
Well, you see the way things started with Blake. He was nursing that right leg. Garcia with a lot of energy.
Well, Blake Lawless looked to be a little bit injured there at the very beginning, and unusual takedown against Blake right
the
there.
Tilt.
Now Blake getting the tilt. He's got the tilt working. 2 points more for Blake Lawless. That's 9-2. And now he keeps that tilt in.
Let's go to Travis Apple real quick. Travis, you got an update on that north side.
Yeah, we got Kevin Woodhouse over here wrestling from Knoxville Panthers. And right now he leads over Austin Edwards with a score of 10-1 going into the 40 seconds left to go here in the first period. And Woodhouse doing a great job. Put Edwards on his back twice now for two different sets of near fall points.
That is the wireless mic, the mat side mic, courtesy of Quality Ag. And right now, Blake Lawless in control here, 11-2.
He got another chicken wing in there, couldn't quite lock it up on the double chicken wing side, and got two more back points to make the score 11-2-2. And I don't know if they're giving a two-point reversal to
not yet.
Garcia right here.
It's 11-2. Good job of holding on that ankle, not giving up the turn.
It should be a two-point reversal for Garcia, and that would make the score 11-4.
And let's see if they give him the points. I don't think he got the corner turn, Joe, and they do not give him the points. 11-2, Blake Lawless will take his lead into this third and final period, and they're going to start in the neutral position.
Well, sometimes you take what you can get, and sometimes the calls go for you, and sometimes against you, and I can see why West Burlington Notre Dame would think that this thing should be down 7 instead of down 9. But he takes a neutral position, shoots in there on a double leg against Blake Lawless at 145 pounds.
Great
Lawless
drop down and switch over to the leg, backside leg. Lawless grabs onto it now if he can just get his head out and grab across.
Now Blake Lawless taking his time here. He's got the ankle. He's going to try to roll Tristan Garcia up, but we're going to have a potentially dangerous, and we'll stop it. There are a minute and 39 seconds left here in the third period at 145 pounds. This semifinal match being brought to you today by Jim and Charlie's, your hometown grocer in Albia.
Here's a throw by, and Lawless gets him by him and grabs on, has him from the backside. If he can elevate and bring him to the mat, he'll get a takedown here. 11-2, and Lawless brings him up, brings him down, and another takedown courtesy of Leffler Dirtwork. And that is a Blake Lawless lead now, 13-2, 1:16 to go in the third period.
Hey, this Tristan Garcia from West Burlington Notre Dame has got some moves. As he was getting taken down to the mat there by Blake Lawless, he tries to hit a switch, and the only thing to keep him from getting that switch executed was a great job by Blake Lawless dropping down on the legs.
See the way that Blake has continued through this match, Joe, the way it started, momentum was going all Garcia's way. Blake has overcome that and now has a 13-2 lead, and he's going to cover here for the final 102 in this third period.
Last time we saw Blake Lawless on the mat, he was wrestling at 160 pounds against Washington.
Got the tilt in.
He's got the tilt in now. He's getting some back points, but he needs to be careful that he doesn't get caught in a defensive pin. Blake Lawless very close to that defensive pin there, but he gets a couple more back points. That makes the score 15-2. Two more of those, and we're going to have a technical foul. And here's the chicken wing being locked up by Blake Lawless. 40 seconds to go. He's got the half on the left. He's got the chicken wing on the right. Gives up the chicken wing. Works the half. Tries to drive it. Nice job posting the right leg by Garcia. Blake Lawless trying to drive that half Nelson with 28 seconds to go. And a super job by Garcia posting that leg. Wipes off the half Nelson. And Lawless has to give it up.
Now, the tilt.
There's
once again.
A tilt. And there is two.
One back point. Nope. It's only got two count.
No back. Yep. Got the two back points. That's the match. 17-2. So Blake Lawless advances by the tech fall. 17-2. And that was
what
a heck of a match.
What a great match there by Blake Lawless. You know, he was got taken down right away, and, boy, he came right back. Lots of action here at Jay Mill, and we'll head down to Pleasantville as Blake Lawless gets the win for Albia. Bryce Leshen will come out here momentarily. Let's go to Pleasantville. Jay Mill on location.
30-second update brought to you by Proline Builders. Proline in New Sharon. Glosser, as you heard earlier with the pin, goes to 49-0. That means he goes to the championship round, and Cody Brown may have 100 wins in his career, but Glosser could have 50 pins this season. In the next match, he'll go up against Drake Healy from Iowa Valley. And right now, Dalton Roberts beating Hunter Kaufman from Van Buren. Roberts will advance at 145. So Eddieville Blakesburg now with three wrestlers in the championship bouts later this afternoon. Let's go back live to you guys in Fairfield.
Is on a mission.
Bryce Lesh is on a mission. 20 seconds in, he gets the pin for Albia. He gave up nearly a half a foot in height, and he brought an extra level of energy. And Joe Sinclair, you light a stick of dynamite, and that's what happens. It Leshen, blows up.
Leshen was on fire. He got the shuck by takedown, moved up immediately, stuck the half Nelson in, and man it, he pins Tristan Ledger from Fairfield in 20 seconds. And got to talk about Blake Lawless again for just a second, folks. Lawless scored the last 17 points of his match to advance by Tech Falls 17-2. And then his teammate at 52, top-seeded Bryce Leshen, comes in and just slams Tristan Ledger from Fairfield down, gets the pin in 20 seconds. A pin brought to you by Senate Piercebacher Funeral Home. And that match, short as it was brought to you by Lathrop Construction and Southern Iowa Technologies. And we're going to have to give those great sponsors a little bit more airtime.
Absolutely.
Jason, because that was a quick match.
Well, we're going to move to 160 pounds. Devin Harbert's going to take the mat here, taking on Hunter Connor of Louisa Muscatine. Let's get our Knoxville listeners an update here. Kevin Woodhouse of Knoxville out in front, 11-3 here. 120 to go in that contest. And he's taking on Austin Edwards of Columbus Community. It is Woodhouse, Knoxville, 11-3 over Edwards of Columbus Community. Right now, Harbert's out in front right away. Gets a takedown 30 seconds into his match.
Great match
and
being brought to you by
what a shot there by Harbert.
Midwest Heritage, their Hy-Vee company in Sheridan.
We're going to run down Matt's side, courtesy of Equality Ag. And who you caught up with, Travis?
Jason, I got Coach Nick Pickle here with me and the 145-pounder Blake Lawless. Nick, start me off here with Blake's match. What did you see there, and how's Blake doing?
He's fine. We talk about it every day. You know, this whole week we talked about there's going to come a time where you're going to have to make a decision whether you're going to break or whether you're going to fight back. And I didn't think it was going to be within the first 5 seconds of the match where we're going to have to decide that, but started cramping up, but he's fine.
Travis,
so
I'm going to grab it for a second because I know my Sheraton listeners want to hear how Dylan is doing, and right now he's got a pinning combination put in.
Devin Harbers has got Hunter Connor from Eliza Muscatine rolled up right now. He's got the crossbody right in there, switched off to a half Nelson. He's got the chest-to-chest reversed half, and it's Hunter Connor from Eliza Muscatine in the pinning combination against Devin Harbers.
Boy, he has come out on fire just like Lesha did for Albia. And Devin Harbers sets a setback. He's got 20 seconds here. He's got a pending combination put in. He's earned the back points. He's got the takedown. He's out in front here fighting nothing, but he's wanting more here.
16 seconds to go. Can Connor fight his way off his back? Harbers has got it locked up, and he's going to
He's going to go to the second period with a big lead.
Go to the second period, 5-0.
Woodhouse of Knoxville gets the win at 145. Harbert's on the mat here at 160. But let's go back down Matt's side. Travis Apatel, take it away.
All right, I got Blake Lawless here with me. Blake, congratulations on getting a tech ball. Looks to me like now you'll be taking on Woodhouse from Knoxville coming up in the championship match. What do you know about him, and know you wrestled him last week, and what's your expectations?
Well, I expect to go out there and dominate. I've wrestled him 3 times already this year. Yeah, just ready to get out of here with first place.
All right, congratulations, Blake. Nick, Bryce came out there in his match, 22 seconds, gets the quick pin. What do you think about that?
Bryce is Bryce. You know, he's going to come out and he's going to go like crazy, and it's Bryce.
He looked real healthy, too. How's his knee doing?
It's holding up. We'll get a good test here in the finals, but Bryce comes out and wrestles like that, I don't think we'll have any trouble. I mean, he's going to have to grind through a match, but so we're going to learn a lot today with that knee here this afternoon.
All right, thanks, Nick, and congratulations, and good luck in the next round.
TZ on the mats, Matt Side on the Quality Ag wireless mic, and let's get back to action here as Devin Harbers has a 5-0 lead here. Came out real aggressive, nearly got the pinning combination in that opening period, but he does get a nice 5-0 lead to begin the second period.
At 152 pounds, Riley Spohr from Knoxville is going to go up against Bradley Conley in that semifinal. Conley, 40-1, a senior on the year, and Riley Spohr, an 18-12 sophomore, and it's the Mediapolis Bulldog with a quick first period takedown at 152 pounds, and Riley Spohr from Knoxville trailing early on.
Well, Devin Harbers stays in the lead here, 5-0. This match brought to you by Sheraton Hy-Vee, CNC Cycle, and Summers Insurance across from Hy-Vee in Sheraton. And Harbert's out in front, 5-0. Let's quickly take a journey back to Pleasantville. 1A action. Jay Mill covering the 1A mats. Take it away.
All right, this update brought to you by GP Insurance. Our fans from Sigourney, Kyoto would like to know that at 145, Nathan Fritz advances to the championship round. He wins 10-2 over his opponent, Chad Berry from West Marshall. He'll take on Dalton Roberts from BGM, the winner over Hunter Kaufman. Also for Sigourney, Kyoto, it was Lane Boonder in his match against Brandon Schlafbach from HLV. So Lane Boonder also advances to the championship round. Hey, Sigourney, Kyoto, let's hear from you. On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Give us a shout-out if you're listening up in that neck of the woods. From Pleasantville, let's go back live to Fairfield.
Devin Harbert's out in front here for Sheraton. 5-0, second period, 43 seconds to go in this second period. Harbert started the down position and was covered by Connor. Connor's ridden the Harbert's the second period. But again, Harbert's with that 5-0 lead here in the second period. Let's run over to the north side. And covering the mat, Joe Sinclair.
Got Ron Marshall from Prairie City Monroe. He's the 170-pound champion from the Centerville sectional. He's up against Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction, and they are scoreless, just underway here, first period action. It's Ron Marshall from Prairie City, Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction at 170 pounds.
Devin Harbert out in front, 5-0. Final 24 seconds of the second period. Hunter Connor of Eliza Muscatine started this second period in the cover position, and he's rode Harbert, who absolutely dominated that opening period, nearly got the pin, but time expired on that on the first period. But Harbert, with a 5-0 lead here, is going to end the second period, being ridden out by Hunter Connor. And Harbert will take that 5-0 lead to the third and final period. Let's go back to the north side.
Well, we've got 30 seconds left in the first period, 170 pounds, where it's a scoreless tie between Ron Marshall from Prairie City and Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. In a match being brought to you by William Penn in Oskaloosa and Eye Care Partners of Oskaloosa.
Ghost SK, good luck, Nathan. checking in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, the Sigourney Kyoto fans checking in. We want to hear from you. Come on, Sheraton fans. I want to hear from you today on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Right out of the gate, Harberts gets the takedown to begin this third period. They start in the neutral position. Harberts now in front, 7-0 over Hunter Connor. Eliza Muscatine trying to put the tilt in.
We've seen
back.
Several tilts here today.
Yes,
that's
have.
Been an effective move here at the Washington, at the Fairfield District.
35 seconds gone by in this third period. Harberts out in front here, 7-0. Been in control this entire match. Harberts, once again, grabs on, slides over, gets the tilt in. There's back points being earned. A two count, three count, four count. He's going to get those three back points, and he does. Harberts now will enjoy a 10-0 lead here as he resets, gets those back points. 10-0, Harberts out in front, final minute of the third period. Devin Harberts trying to punch his ticket to Wells Fargo Arena. Final 55 seconds. Let's go to the north side as the action's hot and furious.
Well, it's live wrestling action for you folks on 96.7. It's the district championships, Class 2A here in Fairfield, 3A in Mount Pleasant. That's Kevin Cochran covering the action. Joe Millage with all the 1A action in Pleasantville. At 170 pounds here in 2A, Ron Marshall and Tucker Morrison are locked up in a scoreless tie. Well, there's an escape now for Marshall. So it's going to be, or excuse me, that's for Morrison. So it's 1-0. Tucker Morrison for Columbus Junction up on Ron Marshall. Second period action, 1:15 to go.
Final 30 seconds here. Devin Harberts out in front, 10-0 for Sheraton. We're keep it right here. Midwest Heritage Bank bringing you this Sheraton Charger matchup. Along with our friends at Grace Baptist Church, final 22 seconds here. Harberts holding on, riding tough here. Final 18 seconds, the clock is ticking. Harberts with a 10-0 lead, trying to get the win over Hunter Connor of Eliza Muscatine. 10 seconds and the countdown's on. Come on, Chargers fan, let's hear from you. The Cadells send a shout-out as Harbert's going to get the win for the Chargers. A 10-0 win here. Devin Harberts will move on to the championship side at 160. And Harberts with the win.
Good match there for Devin Harberts. You know, he just came out and took the match to Tucker, Hunter Connor there from Eliza Muscatine. And a nice 10-0 win, major decision for Devin Harberts from Sheraton.
On the Southern Iowa Technology text line, go Panthers! Congratulations as Kevin checking in here on the Southern Iowa Technology text line and the Panthers. So we're sitting right in their fan section. And they have had a lot to cheer about today. Some outstanding wrestling. Glad to have them.
It's like we've got Dylan Henderson from Davis County out on the mat right now. He's going up against Cole Erickson from Minneapolis, the undefeated top-ranked 160-pounder in Class 2A this year. And he's taking on Dylan Henderson from Davis County. And this is going to be a great matchup, folks, brought to you by Belzer's Equipment and Benton Place Apartments. Now here at 160 pounds, Erickson showing why he is top-ranked and undefeated. Does a nice, nifty little single leg in there. Takes down Dylan Henderson. 30 seconds into this 160-pound semifinal match. Catch up on that 170-pound match where Ron Marshall and Tucker Morrison are locked up. It's another point for Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction, and he escapes to begin the third period, and it's a 2-0 score. Tucker Morrison on top of Marshall from PCM.
We want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Send us a text to 641-799-1437. We heard from Panther fans, Sigourney Kyoto fans, Rocket fans, Charger fans, Big Red fans, we've got them all.
And here is a chicken wing, chin back for Cole Erickson, and he's got Dylan Henderson on his back here with 48 seconds to go in the first period. Couple back, three back points there for Erickson, and a nice job there by Dylan Henderson shaking out of that thing. That makes the score 7-1. That three-point near fall goes with a pair of takedowns that Erickson has. Henderson with the escape early on after the first takedown. That's his point. 7-1, your score at 160 pounds. Dylan Henderson from Davis County working against Cole Erickson from Mediapolis.
Devin Harbert says, just mentioned a moment ago, he gets the win at 160. He's going to have to take on Cole Erickson. Looks like he's going to hold on and get the win here at 160. And there's a pin
for Erickson. Dylan Henderson got caught just a little bit out of position on a stand-up attempt, and Erickson was right there to throw the half Nelson in. And took him right to his back. So 160 pounds, Erickson advances for Mediapolis. He'll meet Devin Harberts in the championship at 160 pounds.
Ben Mason's going to be coming out here momentarily at 170. He's going to take on Luke Erickson of Mediapolis. Another That's going to go on the north side, looks like.
Hey, Barnburner here at 170 pounds, where Ron Marshall from PCM trails 2-1 with 20 seconds to go in his match against Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. Marshall bringing all the action, and there's a stall call against Morrison.
And that's a point. It's a
that's
second
a point.
Stall
that ties
call.
That thing up. So a tie, and we are going to go
wow.
to overtime. Sudden victory at 170 pounds in the semifinal between Ron Marshall from PCM and Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction.
Jack Egan on the mat here for Knoxville at 182 and taking on Bryce Lunsford. We'll get that match for Lunsford here in Fairfield. But right now, all the action, all the eyes are on that north side and the sudden death.
Oh, yeah. Ron Marshall, Tracy Monroe, got a stall call against him. And there's a takedown bulldog move by Tucker Morrison. He gets the sudden victory 19 seconds into it. Ron Marshall got caught in a bulldog, just a train rush from Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. Morrison advances in sudden victory.
All right, 182. Jack Egan on the mat here for Knoxville. Knoxville Panther fans, we want to hear from you on the Southern Iowa Technology text line, 641-799-1437. Got a text here. Go Panthers. Let's go, Zach.
Hey, want to thank Tom Birchmeyer from Tom's Affordable Tree and Outdoor Equipment and Repair Service for helping bring you this Albia match where Ben Mason is going to go up against Luke Erickson. Luke Erickson from Mediapolis, talented junior, 42 wins on the year. Albia's Ben Mason supporting 19-win season as a freshman. He had a great win to advance to this district competition. I'm sure he's looking for more than just some experience, but Luke Erickson is an outstanding wrestler at 170 pounds.
We're going to have a takedown as Fairfield. So Bryce Lunsford, right at the edge of the mat, was able to get the ankle of Egan and gets the takedown, and now he leads 2-0. Lunsford to Fairfield over Egan of Knoxville, 2-0 lead here at 182.
Ben Mason gets taken down at the edge of the mat by Luke Erickson, so they reset it at the center of the mat. Mason gets set. Erickson from Mediapolis covers. It's Ben Mason from Albia trailing 2-0, first period action. Mason is broken down by Erickson. Now Erickson trying to run a chicken wing on the right side. He runs it, walks the head, gets the shoulders past parallel, and Luke Erickson pins Ben Mason with the chicken wing move at 170 pounds, 36 seconds into that match. Call the win for Erickson. He advances. He'll go against Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction in a rematch of the sectional final last week at Washington.
What a great experience for Ben Mason, just a freshman, to get to districts. He'll have his moments. He comes Coach Mason's grandson. Coach, historic coach at Albia. What a great freshman year he's had. Right now on the mat, it is Jack Egan trailing by two. 22 seconds to go in this opening period. Takedown by Lunsford up Fairfield, and he's riding Egan right now. Egan tries to get to his base, post the arms. Gets the legs spread apart. 9 seconds to go now. Drops down. We'll go back to his base, try to get to his feet here. Final 4 seconds opening period. He trails 2-0 here. Jack Egan of Knoxville, and the first period will come to a conclusion. Egan will go to that second period trailing 2-0 over Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield.
Brad Scoobel from Washington is up against Knoxville's Travis Poffenbarger at 195 pounds in a match being brought to you by GP Insurance and Proline Buildings. And here's a quick takedown by Scoobel with a nifty little single leg move. Poffenbarger now broken down, and Scoobel from Washington covering Poffenbarger from Knoxville. Now Scoobel tries to work a arm back. He's got the arm barred back behind, trying to work a crossbody ride. Here is Scoobel. He's got Poffenbarger from Knoxville broken down at 195 pounds. The score's 2-0 in this semifinal at the districts. You're listening on 96.7 and the live stream on the World Wide Web at KIICradio.com. It's here, high school wrestling.
Here at 182, Jack Egan gets the starts the second period in the cover position. Lunsford gets the escape, and he'll take a 3-0 lead here. A shuck by Lunsford, and he'll get another takedown. And now Lunsford of Fairfield leads Jack Egan of Knoxville 5-0. 1:23 to go in the second period. Let's quickly run up to 1A coverage in Pleasantville. Jay Mill on location. Take it away.
All right, this 30-second update brought to you by Eye Care Partners at Penn Central Mall. Check out their new line of Oakley inventory. If you heard the clapping coming here live, it was for Brett Wursta, who got the pin. He was up 9-2 in the 170 weight class over his opponent and gets the pin. So
Wursta will join Hannah, Cody Brown, Proctor, and Glosser with all championship matches later today, later this afternoon. For Moravia, Martin and Cochran advance, and for Sigourney Kyoto, Lane Boonder and Nathan Fritz advance. But Gage Greiner just lost his match. It was a tough match that he just lost 8-4 a few seconds ago in his weight class. This update brought to you by Eye Care Partners, Penn Central Mall. Check out their Oakley inventory just arrived. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
Got a blood timeout here at 182. Jack Egan trailing Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield 5-0.
Second period about to begin at 195 pounds. Travis Poffenbarger with a 2-0 lead over Brad Scoobel. Brad Scoobel with the 2-0 lead over Travis Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger gets his choice, and he takes down to start this second period. 2-0 the score. Poffenbarger taken down early in that first period by Scoobel. And Scoobel did a good job riding him. Almost got back points with the tilt. And was kind of surprised to see Poffenbarger take down. And now I see a chicken wing getting run and turned back to the center of the mat. Poffenbarger in trouble. Scoobel with the chicken wing locked up. Settles his hips down into the shoulders of Poffenbarger. Poffenbarger, the only chance he's got is to roll through. That doesn't work. And it's going to be a pinning combination for Brad Scoobel. 31 seconds into this second period. Scoobel advances by pin over Poffenbarger from Knoxville at 195.
Just back to action here at 182 is Bryce Lunsford out in front 5-0 over Jack Egan of Knoxville. Egan, the Panther, tries to sit it out, but covering it right up is Bryce Lunsford. Lunsford now Egan able to sit it out. Could not get the separation. Wait to see if we can get the escape, but Egan right at the edge of the mat here. At 182, we're going to get to 195. Jacob West is going to take the mat for the Blue Demons.
And Atlas has just walked into the gymnasium, folks. Stephen Holloway, a cut specimen, last year's champion at 182 in an exciting match that we brought to you right here on 96.7 against Carter Isley. So Stephen Holloway moving up a weight class to 195 today. He's 44-1 on the season. I don't know who beat him, but he quickly takes down Jacob West. They go off the mat and will reset at the center of the mat. 2-0, the lead for Holloway, Mediapolis over Albia.
Egan at 182, trails 5-0 here going to the third period. They'll start in the neutral position. But let's get back to Jacob West. Oh, here's a cradle put in by Holloway. Holloway
outside
has a cradle in and gets the pin.
Outside cradle for Holloway, and he really did a good job rolling up Jacob West there, getting the first period pin. And that's Stephen Holloway for you. That is one tough customer. Last year's champion at 182, returning to compete this year. The senior, Stephen Holloway, advances to the championship.
And it's a look-alike in terms of cut and body, and that is Carter Isley. Isley will take the mat for the Blue Demons. The undefeated 220, top-rated wrestler at 220, looking for a state championship, and he'll start it off right here. Egan trails 5-2 now. Egan was able to get a escape or a sit-out reversal, and now another reversal there by Lunsford, 7-2. But let's get back to Carter Isley here at 220. This match brought to you by Cargill, Pro-Line Builders, and Hy-Vee of Albia.
Also, Carter Isley with a quick takedown here. Carter Isley is wrestling against Michael Fritz from Fairfield. Isley, the talented junior for the Albia Blue Demons, locks up a cradle on the right side.
Oh, he's got that in.
Saw that cradle again by Holloway early, and he's got it tight. Michael Fritz from Fairfield is rolled up into a donut.
And that'll make Grandma Blanche happy.
Pinned him in 19 seconds. Excuse me, 29 seconds.
That pin brought to you by Senate Piercemacher Funeral Home in Albia. Carter Isley, pin for his grandma. And I know that on this Valentine's Day, she's one of his sweethearts. I got a sweetheart listening. I know you do as well.
Shout out to my
Valentine, my beautiful wife, Scarlett, listening back in Albia.
Still not too late to make the trip to Piper's Grocery or
where I was
one of
yesterday.
Our other great sponsors and pick up a little something nice for that Valentine's as you progress through your afternoon here.
Goodness.
We're bringing you live wrestling action, folks. Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and Travis Zapital. Two-way coverage from Fairfield. This is high school wrestling. Champions here today and runners-up advance to the state meet in Wells Fargo next week. We've got Joe Millage on scene in Pleasantville covering 1A action. And we're going to be bringing regular updates from Class 3A. That action is a longer tournament. That's coming to you. 8 teams competing over in Mount Pleasant. Top two go to state.
Have a Sheraton wrestler on the mat. Egan from Knoxville giving a good fight here. He's trailing 7-2. Final 15 seconds. Trying to get out and get the escape here, but he's going to run out of time as Jack Egan of Knoxville at 182 is going to have to become a fan of Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield as Egan will have to get things done on the consolation side. He's going to be fighting for a third-place finish, but a great season for Jack Agan. Let's real quickly run over to Pleasantville, where Joe Millage is on location covering us in 1A. Joe, take it away.
All right, in class in weight class 182, it was Quentin Castile losing to Colton Massengale. Castile from Moravia, so he will have an opportunity possibly later. But, again, Massengale from BGM Brooklyn with the win over Quentin Castile. Also, Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto, just got the pin seconds before we went on the air. So Reeves will join Fritz and Boonder for Sigourney, Kyoto as those advancing for the title match coming up later today. This update brought to you by Sinclair Tractor from Pleasantville Live. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
Sheridan Chargers got a couple of wrestlers on the mat. We've got a scoreless tie in the first period with 30 seconds to go at 220 pounds where Trevin Nance is up against Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame. Both of those wrestlers just locking horns like a couple of bulls. And 20 seconds left in the first period. That one, no score.
Just underway here.
182-pounder Tim Good from Sheridan. He's out there against Mediapolis's Ethan Timmerman. So it's Good from Sheridan at 182. Timmerman from Mediapolis just underway at 182.
This 182 contest brought to you by Sheraton Vision and Pipers. As Joe mentioned earlier, it's not too late to get over to Pipers.
We got a lot of great sponsors that you buy some nice Valentine's Day gifts, including, you know, you got Albion Motors and Dewey Motor. How about that?
I'll tell you what.
Wouldn't that make a nice Valentine? Just swing by and see one of the mics and buy your little honey something.
I'm sure they'll even put a bow on it for you.
All right. Here at 220, we're going to go to the second period scoreless. Trevin Nance will cover Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame. Notre Dame's Gage Jarrett tries to stand up. Nice job by Trevin Nance taking back to the mat. Over here at 182 pounds, it's Tim Good trailing now. Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis gets the takedown with a minute gone in the first period. 2-0, Good from Sheridan trailing in that one. Now here's a stand-up escape at 220, and Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame gets out, gets the escape. That opens the scoring lid at 220 pounds. It's Nance from Sheridan trailing Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame 1-0.
Tim Good being ridden by Ethan Timmerman. Timmerman with the takedown. Final 40 seconds of this opening period as a Good trying to get to his base, but trails here 2-0, 33 seconds to go in the opening period.
Long part of a minute left here at 220 pounds where Trevin Nance trails 1-0. The only scoring of this match has occurred here in the second period when Gage Jarrett got out from the bottom for the escape. Wrestlers are at the center of the mat now. There's a shot in there by Jarrett, tries the trip and takes him down at the edge of the mat. Trevin Nance trying to hip himself off the mat, and it was just a little bit too close to the center circle, and it's a two-point takedown for Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame as they do go off the mat now. 3-0, the deficit for Trevin Nance from Sheridan.
Tim Good got to his feet momentarily, but had that erased by Timmerman of Mediapolis, and we'll go to the second period here at 182 pounds. Tim Good trailing Timmerman of Mediapolis, 2-0 here. How about this winning combination, Hy-Vee and roses for your sweetheart? Only $19.99, less than $20 for a dozen roses, courtesy of Hy-Vee.
I think that could be something that everybody that has gotten in the doghouse a little bit this week could probably use. All right, here's a three-point near fall on a cradle by Gage Jarrett, and he's going to have three more to go with the three that he has. That'll be a 6-0 lead as time is expiring. In the second period, we'll go to the third. It'll be Trevin Nance from Sheridan trailing 6-0. And here we've got an update from Joe Millage at Pleasantville.
All right, this update brought to you by Sheraton Vision and Ottumwa Vision. Get their 6 months, no interest, no payments. Sheraton Vision and Ottumwa Vision, this is a big deal. 6 months, no interest, no payments. Sheraton Vision and Ottumwa Vision. Hunter Johnston from Eddyville-Blakesburg with a pin in 52 seconds over his opponent, Blake Worley from Linville-Sully. So he advances to the championship round today. He'll join his other teammates from Eddyville, Glosser, Proctor, Cody Brown, and Hannah, all making it to the championship round here as Eddyville-Blakesburg-Fremont brings nine wrestlers in. We'll see how many they advance as we continue on here this afternoon live from Pleasantville. Let's go live to Fairfield.
Timmerman of Mediapolis in a switch out, got the reversal to begin the second period, and he has Tim Good in a pinning combination right now. Timmerman has that arms pulled back, trying to set in, has the shoulders nearly parallel to the mat. He's got the back points already earned. He's trying to set it back here, gets the chin back. Timmerman trying to get the win over Good of Sheraton here at 182. Has a pending combination in 46 seconds to go. Speaking and we'll get to the big guys here in a moment at 285. But right now it is Timmerman getting the win for Mediapolis over Tim Good of Sheraton. And how about this text coming in? Do your thing, Brock, at 285. Go Panthers.
And while that pinning combination was happening, Trevin Nance from Sheraton also got into a pinning combination, and Gage Jarrett from West Burlington Notre Dame advances by pin at 220. So,
big Brock Cavanis with the elevation on Dylan Wagner, picks him up, brings him to the mat, and that's a takedown for Brock Cavanis of Knoxville. He's out in front, 2-0 here, 123 to go here at 285.
That's going to be a good match brought to you folks from the good folks at American Family Insurance in Oskaloosa, along with Cargill and Windstream.
Well, here's a sit out and a reversal as Brock Cavanis got the takedown. Wagner was able to reverse Cavanis, and now we're tied at two here at 285. The big boys are on the mat. Ben Kinkart of Davis County over here on the
cradle
south side.
Move better by Wagner from Mediapolis, and he's got Brock Cavanis locked up in the cradle with 55 seconds to go. Nice job by Cavanis to kick out of it, but a scary moment there as Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis puts Brock Cavanis on his back, gets a couple of near fall points, and that advances his lead now 4-2.
Ben Kinkart of Davis County on the mat here on the south side, taking on Kyle Davis of Columbus Community. No score, 30 seconds in here. The opening period, we're at the big boys.
It is the top weight here, Class 2A District Championship action. We're in the semifinal round where the Albion Blue Demons, the Davis County Mustangs, your Chargers from Sheraton, Panthers from Knoxville, all in this gym competing, trying to advance to the state tournament.
Cavanis, Brock Cavanis, trying to get the reversal here. Got the sit out. Now get that leg free. And, boy, a quick cover there by Wagner.
These two 285-pounders are wrestling like six-pounders. I don't know if these guys know what they weigh, but it is great action here at 285 pounds. Brock Cavanis gets set back in the center of the mat, trailing Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis by a score of 4-2, and really a match that he needs to win to go to state. Brock Cavanis really needs to win this match if he's got a reasonable expectation of going to state, because the bottom side of the bracket's got Kyle Davis from Columbus Junction, 36-2 on the year.
Right now, Ben Kinkart of Davis County holding his own against Davis. No score here. 40 seconds to go. Kinkart's had a couple of shots, and it's hanging tough here at 285. Let's get back to Brock Cavanis.
Well, he's got 10 seconds left in the first period, trailing by two. It's a 4-2 score. Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis on top. They're near the edge of the mat. Brock Cavanis can't really do much with the circle edge right under his stomach, and we'll go to the second period. That's your score, 4-2.
Ben Kinkart here taking on Kyle Davis, Columbus Community. Kinkart of Davis County, no score here. 14 seconds to go, opening period. Davis of Columbus Community, 36-2, a senior. And here's a shot in there by Davis. 6 seconds to go. Can Kinkart keep him off of him? 3 seconds. Elevates the single leg. Trying to hold on here is Kinkart. Kinkart will do a great job of keeping the takedown from coming as Davis got in on a deep single leg, elevated the leg of Kinkart. And Kinkart did a good job of kicking out of that and holding on here. As we move to the second period, no score. Back to Brock Cavanis. Cavanis starts the second period in the cover position. Trying to work his way up, breaks down Wagner.
He's got Wagner broken down right at the center of the mat. Now, nice job by Wagner. Gets back to his base. Cavanis drops off the hips, moves up, grabs the arm, tries to bar the arm on the left side. A stand-up now by Wagner, and Wagner's loose. 5-2, your score now at 285 pounds. Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis. Brock Cavanis from Knoxville. Cavanis on his feet now. Trailing by 3, minute 16 left in the second period here at 285 pounds.
Ben Kinkart started the cover position. Davis gets the escape, and Davis now from Columbus Community out in front, 1-0, 125 to go in the second period. But let's get back over here to Brock Cavanis. 5-2 your score, 1 minute to go in the second period.
We're going to have an update from Mount Pleasant for you here, folks. At the conclusion of this 285-pound matches, we're in the second period on both matches. There's just under a minute to go.
Look at that drop down.
Brock Cavanis gets in on the single leg, but a good sprawl there by Dylan Wagner from Mediapolis. Sprawls himself right off the mat and will go to the center of the mat again with 43 seconds left in the second period. Still 5-2. Wagner on top of Cavanis.
Well, Ben Kinkart holding his own over here. Had a nice shot in there. Nearly got the backside of that leg by Davis, but right now we're tied Or check that. Davis out with a 1-0 lead, 49 seconds to go in the second period.
Folks, thanks for listening to postseason wrestling action, high school version here on 96.7. We're in the Fairfield gym at 285 pounds. Brock Cavanaugh from Knoxville trailing 2-5 against Dylan
Wagner
from Minneapolis.
Oh, gets behind. Can he elevate? Trying to bring him up. Boys, a lot of man to bring down, and he does it. And he's got him up. This guy's back over. Back points being earned by Brock Cavanaugh.
Cavanaugh is going to get a three-point near fall here. No, he's off the mat. He's off the mat. He needs to chinning back onto the mat, and he'll get a three-point near fall. This thing is going to be...
Oh, what a dandy of a move there by Brock Cavanaugh.
Two-point near fall. A big four-point move. Brock Cavanaugh with a single leg elevates, takes his opponent Wagner down, gets the two-point near fall, and Wagner is injured. Wagner nursing a left elbow. It's now a 6-5 score. Brock Cavanaugh on top. Dylan Wagner from Minneapolis nursing that left.
Well, you called it right, buddy. This is some 285ers that look like some 106-pounders. They have brought the action.
Wagner says he's all right. He's going to start the third period on his feet. It's a 6-5 lead for Brock Cavanaugh from Knoxville. Winner of this one is going to take on probably Kyle Davis from Columbus Junction, but that's a 1-0 score. Ben Kincart making a heck of a match out of that thing over there in the third period.
He has absolutely been fighting it out here with Kyle Davis, and he'll start in the down position. Brock Cavanaugh with a 6-5 lead over on the north side. Here's a sit-out and a stand-up by Kincart trying to get the escape here. He trails just by an escape. And out of bounds and off the mat they go. Let's go over here to the north side as Brock Cavanaugh is trying to hold on and get a win for Knoxville.
It is a tight one, folks. A minute and a half left at 285 pounds. Brock Cavanaugh with a narrow one-point lead, 6-5 over Minneapolis' Dylan Wagner. Now Wagner and Cavanaugh locked up, doing pummeling at the edge of the mat. It's Cavanaugh doing a little bit more pushing than Wagner. Wagner a little bit fatigued here, it looks like. Looks like Brock Cavanaugh is a little bit more gas in the tank left here as we count down through a minute 10 to go here at 285 pounds.
Well, Kincart's holding on here, folks. He gets the escape, and with 1:44 to go, we're tied at one here. Ben Kincart of Davis County tied with Kyle Davis of Columbus Community. 1-1 score here. But Brock Cavanaugh, with 57 seconds to go, has a 6-5 lead.
They're
he's trying to get the win.
They're off the mat, and that's going to let us focus on that Kincart match. Yeah. That is a heck of a match. Ben Kincart's match of his season. He's up against Kyle Davis, 36-2 on the year.
He's getting up some weight here, too, at 285.
And it is a 1-1 score there with 1:20 to go. We're going to start it back again here at 285. Wrestlers on their feet. Brock Cavanaugh and Dylan Wagner. It's a one-point lead for Knoxville's Brock Cavanaugh. Shot in there by Wagner.
Nice job,
by Cavanaugh. Now we're back to the center of the mat with 35 seconds to go. Brock Cavanaugh with the one-point lead. Needs to be careful. He doesn't get two stalling calls here. That was a narrow escape from a stall call there. Now Cavanaugh gets back to the pummeling position.
Under three to go here. Brock Cavanaugh trying to hang on. Ben Kincart still tied at one here. Under a minute over on the other side. But we want to keep it right here on Brock Cavanaugh of Knoxville.
Now Cavanaugh getting shoved off the mat. We're going to have him back to the center of the mat. And here is a single leg attempt on the other mat by Kyle Davis, and he...
Oh, Kincart doing a good job of trying to get off the mat. He's got the single leg, does Davis, and they'll go off the edge of the mat, and no point. So 32 seconds to go. That was so close. But Ben Kincart will find himself tied at 1:32 seconds. Brock Cavanaugh with 3 seconds left, folks.
A lot of things would have to go wrong in 3 seconds for Brock Cavanaugh to not advance. He has the one-point lead. The wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. A shot in there by Wagner. Time expires. Brock Cavanaugh advances
Hear
to
that,
the championship.
Knoxville Nation. That's your fans right in front of us giving a round of applause for Brock Cavanaugh. And now Ben Kincart trying to make it a South Central Conference Finals at 285. 1-1 score here. Kincart and Davis tied at one.
This
Six
is
seconds
a
to go.
Heck of a match here. 285-pounders dueling to a 1-1 tie.
We're going to go to sudden death. How about the ability for Kincart to keep Davis from getting that takedown? Davis had the single leg. It elevated it all the way up in the air, and it was a hopping contest, and Kincart found a way to get away from him.
Could easily been a penalty against Kincart there for fleeing the mat, and I was surprised that we didn't see that called. But, hey, we're still a 1-1. I don't think that official wants to be a part of the final decision here. He wants these two wrestlers to finish it up on the mat.
Sudden victory right here. 45 seconds to go. The first score.
Class 3A update from Mount Pleasant come to you as soon as we conclude this exciting sudden victory match here. It's 37 seconds to go. Ben Kincart, Kyle Davis.
There is a point awarded, a stall awarded.
And that will be the championship for Kyle Davis from Columbus Junction, and I said I didn't think that the official was going to want to be a part of the final decision, but the sudden victory, any point in sudden victory will make you a winner, and that was exactly what happened. A stall call against Ben Kincart.
Rarely do you see that in extra, but it, right call. Yeah, I'm not criticizing the official.
I can't disagree with calling, and I really couldn't have disagreed if he would have called stalling for fleeing the mat right prior to that.
But what a great effort by Kincart, because Davis is an outstanding senior wrestler, 36-2. Ben Kincart gave it a battle, and now Brock Cavanaugh for 285 will represent Knoxville here in the championships. We've got a break on the mats here, but we're not breaking in our coverage as we have more 1A and 3A coverage to bring you. But let's first run to the 3A mats over in Mount Pleasant, where Kevin Cochran, the coach, is on location. Take it away, Kevin.
All right, hey, it's an exciting first round here. We're just finishing up, actually getting into the second round for our local team.
Scotty, we're going to go to break.
Some of Bulldogs advanced 7 of their wrestlers through. At 106, Alex Clark advances, and he's getting his semifinal match right now, 4-3, going into the third. Who you also see at 120 is Bruce Sands, who advanced. He will face someone, Johnny Morales, at 120. 126, Tyler DeYoung, second-ranked wrestler in the state, is going to have his hands full, I believe, with Nelson Brand, who is the son of Iowa Hawkeye assistant coach Terry Brand, the basketball wrestler. 132, Nathan Carey will face possibly Professor Schaefer. And earlier, Schaefer is talking to Schaefer. 145, Wyatt Slaughter advances. 160, Cody Jones of Oskaloosa is in the semifinal. At 195, Tyler Salazar of Oskaloosa is in the semifinals, as well as Isaiah Cox. Tyler Bukanovich is in the semis at 285. Callan Tomlin for the Oskaloosa Indians at 220. The ironic thing with all of these wins in Oskaloosa and Ottumwa, they all advanced by fall. So leaving this after the first round, Ottumwa is in fifth place in team standings. Oskaloosa is in seventh place in team standings with a lot of great wrestling action coming up. We'll take it back to you in Fairfield, Jason.
Great job out of you, Coach Cochran, bringing the 3A coverage from Mount Pleasant. The 2A has got the first round in. We'll get to the championships here in a moment, but let's run up the highway to Pleasantville, where Joe Millage is on location covering 1A wrestling.
All right, and that those claps that you're hearing are Sigourney Kyoto fans as Bryce Brown just wins, I believe, in a pin. We turned our head for just a second, and we missed it. But Bryce Brown does win from Sigourney Kyoto in a pin at 285. So we'll add Brown to the number of wrestlers from Sigourney Kyoto. He'll join Lane Boonder, also Nathan Fritz, as well as Reeves, and Noah Boonder, who just won a little bit ago as well. And it'll be Bryce Brown, at weight 285, taking on Luke Welch. Welch from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont just got a pin a few minutes ago in 3 minutes and 40 seconds. So it'll be Luke Welch, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, taking on Bryce Brown from Sigourney Kyoto, probably a rematch from last week's sectional coverage. And so Welch will join Hunter Johnston, also Jaron Glosser, Proctor, Cody Brown with his 100th win on his career here today, as well as Hannah. And it'll be, looks like, Eddyville, Blakesburg, 6 wrestlers will advance to the championship rounds, which are going to get underway here in about 10 minutes. Moravia will advance Martin and Cochran, and Sigourney Kyoto again will advance Lane Boonder, Nathan Fritz, Kyle Reeves, and Noah Boonder, as well as now we just add Bryce Brown. So you can see how close this has been between Sigourney Kyoto and Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, as they are both advancing several wrestlers. Looks like Sigourney Kyoto will advance 5 wrestlers to the championship rounds, which will start in just a few minutes. Eddyville, Blakesburg advances 6. Moravia advances 2. So we'll continue to update you again in the championship rounds this afternoon. Let's just recap them here for you real quickly. In weight class 106, it'll be Hunter Fonts from West Marshall taking on Josh Dunsbergen from Linville Sully. That's the championship bout for 106. In 113, it'll be Adam Proctor from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont taking on Nick Martin from Moravia. In 120, it's Cole Needham from West Marshall
with the pin earlier today over Nick Ives. He'll be taking on Alex Hanna from Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, who got the pin in 19 seconds left in his match. Again, it's Hanna from EBF taking on Needham from West Marshall in 120. In 126, the championship round coming up this afternoon will be Jacob Krakow from Iowa Valley taking on Briar Cochran. Krakow, who's 44-6, a sophomore, 44-6, will take on Cochran, who's 40-2. That's going to be a heck of a match, 126. Krakow from Iowa Valley and Briar Cochran in from Moravia. Let's move to 132. It's going to be Cooper White from West Marshall taking on Cody Brown. Cody Brown looking for win 101. Wins his match today 16-0. It'll be White, West Marshall, against Brown from EBF. And I will do that, Jason. Thank you for that in my ear. 138, it'll be Drake Healy from Iowa Valley taking on Jaron Glosser. Glosser gets his pin in record time earlier, 25 seconds with his pin over Richard Blom from Colfax Mingo. Again, it'll be Jaron Glosser going for win number 50 this season. He's 49-0, hasn't lost a match. He'll go up against Drake Healy. Healy is 47-4. Just with four losses. So that'll be a tough match for Jaron Glosser, who's ranked, I believe, first or second in the state right now in Class 1A, going to wrestle for the Iowa Hawkeyes next year as Jaron is a senior. It's Glosser and Healy at 138. 145, it's Dalton Roberts from BGM. He'll take on Nathan Fritz in the championship round. It's Roberts and Fritz. Fritz from Sigourney, Kyoto. In 152, it's Lane Boonder with his pin in 36 seconds. He'll take on Jared Johnson from West Marshall in 152. Again, in 152, that's Jared Johnson and Lane Boonder in the championship match set to get underway here shortly. In 160, it'll be Joey Schwinn from Belle Plaine. Schwinn going up against Nate Van Buren. Van Buren wins over Gage Greiner earlier. And we'll see if there's an opportunity for wrestleback Schwinn going up against Van Buren from HLV Victor. Let's move on to 170 now. 170 was Dale Hillman from West Marshall with his win. He's now 31-3. He's going to go up against Brett Wursta, who got a pin in 3 minutes and 45 seconds against his opponent. So it'll be Wursta, Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont against Dale Hillman in a tight, tough match from West Marshall. Let's move to 182. The Class 1A here at Pleasantville. It's going to be Colton Massengale from BGM going up against Caleb Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto. Reeves, just a freshman, going up against Colton Massengale, who's a junior, has only lost 3 matches all season. 195, okay, got you that. I got that. In 195, it is Joe Kaufman from Pleasantville. Pleasantville hosting today, only advancing 2 wrestlers today, but they were ecstatic when they got a wrestler into the championship round here against Hunter Johnston from EBF. Johnston only losing 3 matches all season, and he's now 40-3 with the pin. He's in 52 seconds. He is going to go to the championship round, 195, against Joe Kaufman from Pleasantville. Hunter Johnston ranked 5th in the state in Class 1A from EBF. In weight class 220, and I just got one more after this one, folks. It's Charles Robertson with the win today. He's from CMB. He's going to go up against Noah Boonder from Sigourney, Kyoto. And Boonder won his match 12-3 in weight class 220. Sigourney, Kyoto Noah Boonder from Sigourney, Kyoto in the championship round at 220. And then finally, the heavyweight class 285, it's going to be Luke Welch with his pin in 3 minutes 40 seconds going against Bryce Brown from Sigourney, Kyoto. Again, 25-8, now goes to 26-8, Bryce Brown against Luke Welch. And that pretty much does it here from Pleasantville. This update brought to you by People State Bank and Belzer Equipment. Remember, we want to hear from you. Like us on Facebook. We're posting some pictures out there, or text us on the Southern Iowa Technologies text line at 641-799-1437. If you've got a shout out for a wrestler or a team, it's 641-799-1437. We like hearing from you far and wide, north to south, east to west, all across the Southern Iowa Plains here as we bring you continued coverage. The road to state, the winners in the next rounds move on here to the state championship next week, beginning next Thursday. For individuals, teams are on Wednesday. Let's go back live to Fairfield and the crew.
We're back in action here as we get to the placement rounds. They are 106. Gabe Rupke on the mat for Sheraton, the Chargers fans.
And Cindy, Gabe Ripke is the first official state qualifier from this district because Storm Little has just been pinned by Ripke's first-round opponent, Alex Latcham from Washington. So Latcham gets the pin over Little in the first period at 106 pounds on the consolation side. So Gabe Ripke, win or lose here, is advancing to the state tournament. He's got a 2-1 lead right now as the first period is expiring. He got the early takedown, and his opponent from Columbus Junction is Josh Keller. Keller got the pin over Storm Little early on, and now here's a last-second takedown in the first period.
Did they give it to him?
By Ripke. They do give it to him. It's 4-1 for Gabe Ripke.
Job.
Hey, we've got an interview for you folks at this little break. We've got
Travis Apple
down here.
Wireless Mike, courtesy of Quality Ag. TZ, take it away, buddy.
All right, thanks, Jason. Down here talking with Carter Isley and Bryce Lesh, and congratulations to both of you guys on first round quick pins coming in here to the championship round. Carter, what do you look for in your opponent coming up?
He's a pretty good kid on top, but I think if I take him down right away and stick him, I think he won't be too good on top.
What do you? What's your prediction here for your match?
Pin in the first period. That's all I'm going for.
All right, we heard it there from Carter Isley. Bryce Leshen, congratulations to you on your first round 22nd pin coming out like a lit piece of dynamite. What's your prediction here coming up for your second round championship match?
I know, just push the pace, wrestle my match, and come up on top.
All right, there you go. Congratulations to both these guys making it into the championship round.
Travis Apple on the wireless mic. Matt side mic, courtesy of Quality Egg. And right back to action Gabe Rupke of Sheraton out in front here, 4-2 over Josh Keller of Columbus Community. 1:19 to go here, second period.
Keller started this second period in the down position, had a real nice stand-up escape, and couldn't quite get separation. And Keller in there tight now and gets the takedown really to tie this thing up. And Gabe Ripke starting on top, just couldn't quite get separation after that stand-up, and give Keller the credit. He kept the action coming to him, gets the takedown, and 3 points in this period ties this thing up 4-4. We're off the mat with 55 seconds to go. This is the only match being brought to you right now, and it is brought to you by our great sponsors in Sheraton that include the Lucas County Health Center. Dedication equals result, and that's what determines a champion. And the same is true for their dedicated team of professionals at Lucas County Health Center. So Gabe Ripke off the mat. Now he gets reset at the center. A 4-4 tie in the second period. Just under a minute left.
He's going to state. We know he's going to Wells Fargo Arena, but right now he's fighting for a district championship.
Gabe Ripke, the first official state qualifier here from the district meet in Fairfield. He is the Sheraton Charger. Freshman, 22-3 on the season now, trying to advance with the championship. He's tied up, all knotted up with Josh Keller, 4-4. Second period action just about to conclude here. It's at 106 pounds. Sheraton's Gabe Ripke on the mat, 4-4. Now Ripke gets a stand-up.
Great job!
Powers his weight, and Keller does not get separation, and Keller is getting thrown to his back. A two-point reversal makes it 6-4.
3 seconds.
Big five-point move for Gabe Ripke at the conclusion of the second period.
That was cat-like quickness.
Yeah, that was something. Keller just got a little bit out of position on a great stand-up, and Ripke just turned and faced him. And once again, Keller couldn't get himself separated, and he got bulldogged to his back by Gabe Ripke at 106 pounds. The big move there, five-point move, makes it 9-4. So Ripke with a little bit of breathing room here on his feet to start the third period.
You're living on your own becomes too difficult, and your personal care needs become too great, an assisted living residence may be the perfect fit for you in Sheraton. Call Homestead Assisted Living of Sheraton, 641-774-2303, 774-2303. They're bringing you this third and final period right here at 106.
Where we've got Josh Keller from Columbus Junction in the blue championship singlet. He's up against Gabe Ripke from Sheraton. Ripke with a 9-4 lead. There's a minute and 32 seconds left. The wrestlers are on their feet at the center of the mat. Shot in there by Keller from Columbus Junction. Sprawl by Ripke.
Oh, he's going to turn that into his own points.
Ripke whizzers it and gets back to a neutral position. It's Keller still in there on the single leg, but a good sprawl and whizzer by Ripke, and it's now Keller getting stretched out a little bit. Keller gets off the leg now, and a front headlock put in there by Ripke. There's a minute and 8 seconds left. A 9-4 lead for Sheraton's Gabe Ripke. Wrestlers are on their feet, neutral position. And here's a Kelly move right there by Ripke. He's got the cradle locked up. He's got the cradle locked up. He gets behind, gets the takedown.
There
is an 11-4 score for Gabe Ripke. Wow, what a talented 106-pounder you folks have over in Sheraton, Chargerland. You got to be fired up. This is Gabe Ripke for the Chargers. He's got the 11-4 lead over Josh Keller from Columbus Junction. Keller, great season. He 39-2 on the year, a junior coming into this match. But Gabe Ripke, just too much for him right here. 30 seconds left here. Big lead for Gabe Ripke.
Dylan Harbert's on deck at 113.
And there's a two-point reversal that's awarded to Keller, but I don't see it yet. I don't see it yet, but he's calling the reversal for Keller, and it makes the score 6-11. Now he's calling a stalemate, and I think that the Sheraton coaches could argue that that was not a completed reversal. It should have been a stalemate, and Ripke going back on top.
Final 14 seconds here. Ripke trying to get the win here and a championship here at 106.
And
Ripke Sheraton.
He's going to turtle up, folks. He's going to stall his way out of this one. He's got a five-point lead and three stall calls to give, and he will advance.
Gabe Ripke, the freshman. He'll be on his way to Wells Fargo Arena as that caravan of cars and fans will start their way up on Thursday next week.
And now we'll have the 113-pound matches where Dylan Harbers from Sheraton had a tough match, got pinned by Andrew Wade from Washington. He'll be on the bottom side of the bracket against Ben Woolridge from Knoxville. Woolridge had a tough loss to Mitchell Griffin from Columbus Junction, 6-2 the result of that one. So it's Harbers from Sheraton, Woolridge from Knoxville in the consolation, Wade from Washington, Griffin from Columbus Junction in the championship.
The Sheraton match brought to you by Piper's Old Fashioned Grocery and Candy Store. It's your corner grocery and a whole lot more. Piper's is located on the northeast corner of the Sheraton Square. Piper's has fresh deli meats, sandwiches, homemade candies, and donuts made fresh Monday through Saturday. At Piper's, bringing you this Sheraton contest is Dylan Harbert's at 113, fighting for a third-place finish.
Gets the quick takedown over Woolridge from Knoxville. And we've got our sectional championship matchups here, mirroring each other. On the championship, it's Washington's Wade and Columbus Junction's Griffin.
Ripke
consolation side, it's Harberts and Woolridge.
Ripke and Harberts, both, Dylan, both freshmen. Lots of promise their wrestling future for the Chargers.
Catch up on team scoring after the first round, folks. It was Mediapolis in first with 96, followed by Washington way back with 40. Then Albia third place points with 32.5, followed by Columbus Junction, Sheraton, Centerville, Knoxville, Prairie City, Monroe, Fairfield, Davis County.
Harbert still out in front, 2-0 here. 44 seconds to go in the opening period.
Championship side, counting down through the first minute of action in this championship 113-pound match, Class 2A from Fairfield. No score on the championship side.
Well, Harbert's is definitely a Wade fan. Andrew Wade of Washington defeated Harbert's. So right now, Dylan trying to take care of business on the mat right now in front of us. He's rooting on his previous opponent, Andrew Wade.
Dylan Harbert's now still in control with the 2-0 lead. He's riding Woolridge very tough from Knoxville. Now Harbert's gets the arm pinned behind the back. Going to try to roll that thing up, cross over to the other side, hook a chicken wing, and bring it back. A good job there by Woolridge to fight out of that with 8 seconds to go. Harbers checks the clock, gets back to business, puts a deep waist right in, and time expires. 2-0 the score at 113 pounds. Consolation side, it's Dylan Harbers from Sheraton on top. Championship side, Washington's Andrew Wade is in a scoreless tie with Columbus's Mitchell Griffin. They'll go to the second period, and it'll be Wade with the top position. Griffin gets set. Wade covers. Whistle move for Griffin is a stand-up.
Double leg shot in here by Harbert's. Harbert's will get the takedown. He'll take a 5-0 lead here.
An escape there for Harbert's to start the scoring in the second period at 113 consolation side. And then a nifty take. Or they started in the neutral there.
They started in the neutral.
Started in neutral.
But I'm not sure. They had it 3-0. Maybe they had the score wrong and just added a point, but it was 3-0 going into the second period. I thought they gave Harbert's the escape.
It happens pretty fast in wrestling. Yeah. Those scorekeepers, they can make a mistake and cross up a broadcaster. It's happened before.
This broadcaster's been tripped up by his own feet. Earlier today, I took a spill down the bleachers.
Hey, want to thank the fine folks at People State Bank in Albia helping bring this broadcast to you here on 96.7. It's been a great set of sponsors that brought us all this live wrestling action, including the Monroe County Hospital. Great care there at the Monroe County Hospital for your medical needs.
Go Chargers! The Sinclairs send a text in on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. Harberts with a 4-0 lead gets the automatic cut. Go back to the center of the mat. He cuts Woolridge. They're back on their feet here. Final 56 seconds of the second period.
We've got no score, and it is going to be Waite from Washington riding the entire second period here. They're off the mat. He calls a stalemate. There's 30 seconds left in the second period. Andrew Waite from Washington, in a match that the Sheraton Chargers are going to be keeping very close eye on.
Dylan Harbert's trying to do his job, Joey. Yep. Right at the edge of the mat, gets a double leg, brings it into a takedown with 38 seconds to go in the
It would be huge
period.
If Waite from Washington at 113 pounds could ride Mitchell Griffin from Columbus Junction for the whole second period. And I liked his chances for doing it a lot better before the reset. And we're going to have a one-point penalty called by the alternate ref. And that one-point penalty goes to Mitchell Griffin from Columbus Junction. They call an illegal hold on Andrew Waite from Washington from the reserve official. Now, there are two officials on the championship mat, folks, so that something like that does not slip by. And I wasn't watching closely enough to know what the illegal hold was, but it is being explained to the Washington coach right now. The Washington coach does not like the explanation that's being given him, and the stop in the action is for those officials to have their conference with the Washington coach. But it is going to be 1-0, so Mitchell Griffin gets the point on an illegal hold. Waite from Washington covers now as the restart. Sit out by Griffin.
Well, Harbert right now leads 7-1 as the second period comes to an end. A stalling call called on the second one on Woolridge earns a point for Harbert. Now he's out in front 7-1, in on a quick single leg, moves to a double leg, gets the takedown, and Harbert gets a 9-1 lead here, 1:45 to go in the third and final period.
We're going to go to the third period with the score 1-0. Mitchell Griffin was ridden in the entirety of the second period by Andrew Waite, but scores a point on an illegal hold that was called by the reserve official that was off the mat.
Harberts with a 9-1 lead here, 1:27 to go. Dylan Harberts trying to secure no less than a third-place finish, but he's wanting to root on Waite. Andrew Waite of Washington.
Waite starts the second period down for Washington. Tries a sit-out move. Gets the stand-up after the sit-out. Turns and faces, but a nice job by Griffin getting back behind. Still no change in the score at 113 pounds. It's 1-0. Griffin on top from Columbus Junction. Now Griffin tries to lock up a cradle on the outside. Good job there by Waite to get to his feet. It's third period action, and there is the escape for Andrew Waite to tie it up.
Over there, but Dylan Harbert's getting the job done. He's out in front 9-1, 49 seconds to go. And he's trying to get the job done over here on the south mat, where he's going to be rooting here in a second for Andrew Waite on the championship mat.
Dylan Harbert's, we'll leave it right there with you, Jason. He's got a 9-1 lead with 35
seconds
to go.
Another stall call, and that'll be another point. 10-1 here. 28 seconds to go. Dylan Harbert's a Sheraton, trying to put himself in a place where he can get a potential wrestle back. 20 seconds and counting, and they still make call. 20 seconds to go over here. Dylan Harbert's out in front, 10-1.
Well, depending on how the action goes, we might go to sudden victory here in the championship at 113 pounds, where Mitchell Griffin and Andrew Waite from Washington, neither wrestler has been able to get a takedown in this one. It's 1-1.
Dylan Harbert's with 14 seconds to go out in front of Ben Woolridge of Knoxville. Has the chicken wing in. He's going to walk the head. He's got back points coming, and Harbert's with 6 seconds, four. And counting is going to get the win over Ben Woolridge of Knoxville. Woolridge, an outstanding wrestler for Knoxville, but Harbert's is going to get the win, and now he's going to look to the north side and become a fan of Waite of Washington.
Well, there's 26 ticks left in this one, folks. 113 pounds, championship side, a 1-1 tie. Shot in there by Griffin. Wrestlers are on their feet. Griffin in deep, gets the double leg, gets the elevation with 17 seconds to go, scores the takedown, and that will erase the hopes of Dylan Harbers for a wrestleback. We're going to run out of time, and it's going to be Mitchell Griffin, your champion at 113 pounds for Columbus Junction. Washington's Andrew Waite is defeated by the score of 3-1 in the championship. Dylan Harbert's third place points for the Sheraton Chargers. And a real heartbreak there, I'm sure, for Dylan Harbert's. Could have been a lot different result there if Wake had been a 1-0 lead instead of that 1-1 tie.
That was a huge call by the extra official, the locking of hands call. And we're going to move to 120. Dylan Harbert's just a freshman. Great season for him. Great season for Ben Woolridge, too, of Knoxville. But both their years will come to a conclusion. Albie's Zach Oldham on the mat here. Oldham going to take on Michael Cope of Centerville.
Couple great of guys match being brought to you today by Summers Insurance. Stores in Oskaloosa, Sheraton, and Albia. Summers Insurance for all of your insurance needs. Healthcare, life, auto, home. That's Summers Insurance. We've got a takedown here by Zach Oldham. He's got the 2 points there. They call that.
Oldham's got to get the job done, and then he's going to be rooting for another Washington wrestler, Kyle Anderson.
There's a kid in the gym that's going to get in trouble here in a little bit, Jason. Somebody's got a green laser, and there are some Fairfield high school personnel that are on the lookout. I don't know if they've got him spotted yet, but it could be one of the cheerleaders, too. I don't know. You know, those cheerleaders can be
ordered. You got to watch the cheerleaders. Zach Oldham gets the takedown. Out in front, 4-2 here. Oldham with 1-1 to go. Has the chicken wing on the right side, the left side.
He's got the 4-2 lead over
Cope
Michael
of
Cope from Centerville.
Cope, an outstanding wrestler. Both these two wrestled, the only two wrestlers in the 120 weight class in Centerville. And, right now it is Zach Oldham out in front, 4-2.
Brennan Swafford from Mediapolis is the championship entry on the bottom side. He is joined on the top side by Kyle Anderson from Washington. So it's Washington and Mediapolis in the championship.
Oldham out in front here, 4-2. This match being brought to you by Albia Brewing and Hy-Vee of Albia. Take advantage of their rose special, a dozen roses, only $19.99.
What a great deal there. A lot of great sponsors bringing you this wrestling coverage here on 96.7. Please patronize those great sponsors. And when you're there, tell them thanks for bringing you the sports, bringing you the wrestling, the basketball. We'll have football in the fall. Great platform here on 96.7 to bring you this live coverage.
Zach Oldham out in front here, 4-2, final 6 seconds, opening period, doing a great job of really riding Cope here in this, after a takedown, a reversal, and then another takedown by Oldham. And we've got a 4-2 lead here. Zach Oldham going to the second period.
Got the Mediapolis score for you here. Mediapolis against Washington at 120 pounds. And it's going to be Brennan Swafford from Mediapolis on top. 3-2. The first takedown was for Washington's Kyle Anderson. Swafford with an escape and a takedown. He's got the 3-2 lead. Now the wrestlers are on their feet to start the second period.
Zach Oldham gets the reversal. He started the down position to begin the second period. Now out in front, 6-2. Working his way up, 1:39 to go, second period. Zach Oldham.
Michael Cope from Centerville, great job to get to this district. And here is a Swafford attempted throw. Doesn't get it in the championship, and a great job there by Anderson from Washington to fight that thing off. And now Anderson with front headlock of his own in the championship bout. Anderson trails Mediapolis here, 3-2.
Zach Oldham had the cradle nearly put in on Cope, but cannot come up with it. 1:09 to go, second period. Zach Oldham riding tough here out in front, 6-2. Boy, that was a flurry of action. It looked like Swafford was going to be get the takedown, and Anderson
he rolled right out of it.
That was turned into his own.
Yeah, he rolled right out of it. Still 3-2 in the championship. It's Swafford from Mediapolis on top.
Stall warning called on Oldham.
Oldham's got the crossbody right in there, but now he's got the figure four on the body, and he's got to be careful, make sure he doesn't get an illegal hold call there. He needs to make sure. Well, the Mediapolis crowd goes wild because a nice little throw move there by Brennan Swafford, and he gets the championship with a pin over Kyle Anderson from Washington.
Well, that's will erase the opportunity for Oldham to go to Wells Fargo Arena, but Zach's fighting for a third-place finish out in front of Cope of Centerville. 6-2, your score here. Now, Oldham walks the hit, has the chicken wing in.
He's got the double chicken wing in, and this could be it for Michael Cope.
12 seconds to go in the second period, and Zach Oldham gets the pin for Albia. His season will come to an end. Zach Oldham with the third-place finish. Cope from Centerville, an outstanding season with a fourth-place finish, and we're going to move all the way up now to 126.
And so far, folks, do not see that we are going to have a
no wrestle back. Yet. Couple of close opportunities, but
actually, at 106, it'll be Latcham against Keller. It will have one at 106. We will have one at 106. So we're going to have all kinds of great wrestling action for you here, folks. We're right now into the 126-pound matches where Tristan Clark from Prairie City Monroe and Shea Swaffer from Mediapolis are on the mat in the championship. Bottom side, it's going to be Austin Hazlett from Washington versus Noah Coatney from Centerville. Great match being brought to you by Titan Machinery and Pella.
Sinclair Tractor going to bring you this contest along with Bluff Creek Archery. Double D Repair.
Well, I'll call the championship if you want to tell us about Centerville, Jason. There's Noah Coatney down there. Looks like he's down 2-0. Quick takedown there for Hazlett.
Hazlett of Washington, 33-9, the sophomore. Taking on the senior Noah Coatney, 21-20. He's taken down. Coatney trails here 2-0. Chicken wing put in here by Hazlett. And he'll have to give that up. It's a good job of erasing that by Coatney. Coatney now gets to his feet. Right there to grab on and bring him up and take him back down to the mat is Hazlett. And Hazlett with a 2-0 lead here. 1 minute to go in the opening period. Here's a chin back by Hazlett. Coatney give up two back points there, and he'll find himself trailing out 4-0. Hazlett of Washington out in front of Coatney at Centerville, 4-0.
Lot more action over there on the consolation side at 126 pounds than in the championship match where there has been nothing but some dancing going on between Tristan Clark from Prairie City Monroe and Shea Swaffer from Mediapolis. Wrestlers content to just pummel and kind of feel each other out and try to get some pressure.
45 seconds to go here in the opening period. Coatney trailing 4-0. Hazlett of Washington out in front here. Covers Coatney. Coatney tries to do the stand-up. And it'll be erased again by Hazlett. Back down to the mat goes Coatney.
Hey, want to thank Lockridge Lumber for helping bring you the live coverage here, along with DeVore Homes in Knoxville and Albia Hardy's. We've got great sponsors here, and we'll try to get them all mentioned here on this live broadcast from the district championship.
Well, Hazlett took a single wing, moved it into a double wing, walked it over, and he'll get the pin over Noah Coatney. 23 seconds to go in the opening period, and Coatney will lose by pin to Hazlett of Washington at 126. Let's go to the championship side.
Still
Tristan
no score.
Clark on the mat.
Still no score at 126 pounds, the championship match. And we'll go to the second period. 0-0. Tristan Clark from Prairie City Monroe. Shea Swaffer of Mediapolis. It'll be Clark from Prairie City gets his choice. He takes down. He's set. Swafford covers him. Stand up by Clark from Prairie City to start the second period. And he gets loose. It's 1-0 now. First point of the match is an important one in these tight ones. And it's Tristan Clark's point. So he gets to his feet. Turns and faces Shea Swafford from Mediapolis. Swafford adjusts his headgear. He's backing Clark off the mat. Now Clark gets back in. Swafford in on single leg. That's the best shot we've seen today. And there is the two-point takedown at the edge of the mat. Makes the score 3-2-0. Stopping the action as they go off the mat. And Shea Swafford, Mediapolis, nifty single leg there.
Bradley
Clark,
Irwin,
Prairie
Centerville's on deck. 132. Didn't mean to override you there, Joe, but Centerville fans, Bradley Irwin will be out here in just a moment at 132 fighting for a championship.
Brad knows all about pressure wrestling. He's the Centerville Big Red entry into the championship. And we've got a little break in the action here as we go off the mat at the 26-pound championship. So let's send it over to Pleasantville and see how the Class 1A district is going. Take it away, Joe Millage.
All right, this update brought to you by Cargill, celebrating 30 years in Eddyville, also AgriVision of Albia. Currently, we've got a tight, tight match right now in 113, the championship match between Adam Proctor of Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, and Nick Martin, the 35-4 freshman from Moravia. Right now, Martin looks to be in control here of his opponent as he's riding on the backside with 24 seconds left in the second period, but we're still scoreless. It's 0-0 here at Class 1A, and I believe we have Kevin Cochran on the line, Class 3A, over in Mount Pleasant. Let's go live right now to Kevin Cochran for a quick update.
All right, we've got through the first four weight classes here in the second round of the Class 3A action here in Mount Pleasant. Alex Clark of Ottumwa advances to the finals with a 9-3 victory over Joey Harney, and he'll face the tough freshman Harlan Steffensmeyer from Fort Madison. At 113, Brant O'Shea from Keokuk will face Aaron Stumpf in the finals at 113. At 120, Tanner Rowweeder for Iowa City West will face Drew Sam from Oskaloosa in the final, who won a heck of a match against Johnny Morales of Ottumwa. It was a barn burner until about the third period, and Sam found a way to tilt Morales multiple times and then gets the fall to advance to the finals to go against Rowweeder. At 126, probably the match of the day, which you had Skylar DeYoung against Nelson Brand. And DeYoung is a machine as he ends up taking, I swear the match was 20 minutes long with blood time and everything else, but he wins the match 13-4, and he'll face Cam Sadeghi from Keokuk in the finals with Brand having a chance to hopefully wrestle back. Right now we're currently as Nathan Carey's on the mat against Mitchell Schaefner of Oskaloosa, and Colin McConnell's wrestling against Carter Rowweeder, Tanner Rowweeder's brother, and he's winning the match 4-2 with a minute 30 left here in the third. But we'll bring you updates with the next four weight classes as soon as they come to completion. So take it back to Jason, Joe, and Travis there in Fairfield.
Thanks a lot, Coach Kevin Cochran, on location covering that 3A coverage in Mount Pleasant. Jay Mill doing the 1A coverage in Pleasantville, but right here in Fairfield. We're at 126, the championship. Tristan Clark of PCM tied up with Shea Swafford of Mediapolis. 2-2 score here. 1:48 to go, third period. Just underway. Swafford tried to bug out on Clark and hop off the mat.
Great
championship.
Clark
did a good job of holding
26
on.
Pounds. It's 2-2 score here. It'll be Swafford on the bottom as they get to the restart. So you kind of have to give the edge to Swafford trying to score off the bottom, but he is being ridden tough by Prairie City Monroe's Tristan Clark in the 126-pound championship. And now there's a stand-up. Clark tries to elevate and bring him back down. He does, but a switch move right there by Swafford. Great movement, great action at 126 pounds. Now here's a Granby roll try by Swafford. Now good job back down on the hips. Clark's got him broken down now. 120 remains in this third period. Is Swafford just stalling out, trying to make a score with an escape at the end of the match instead of the middle of the last period of the match? We'll find out. Tristan Clark from Prairie City Monroe covering him hard right now. Now Tristan Clark with the leg in on the right side, hooks the ankle. Reach back by Swafford. Now Swafford gets to his base. There's an arm bar by Clark on the left arm. He's got two on one, breaks down Swafford with 48 seconds to go. Can Clark ride Swafford? We've got
a stall
warning against Clark. And Clark, I can see that happening. He had that two-on-one on the right hand of Swafford. And Swafford
44 seconds. You got to decide quickly. Are you you can be able to ride this out? Because you don't
I think
wanna...
Swafford is going to give it all he can right here. There's a sit-out. There's a re-switch. There's another sit-out.
Oh,
another
nice
re-switch. Swafford with a third sit-out. Now he tries to stand up. It's Clark down on the hips. Now Clark trying to bring him back to the mat. And there's neutral. And it's a whizzer by Swafford. And Swafford should be out. But no, they get it off the mat with 26 seconds to go. That was an 18-second flurry of action.
Great job
match.
of avoiding that escape there. Clark fighting off the sit-outs by Swafford.
Mediapolis gets set. Prairie City covers. Stand up off the whistle.
There's
a drop
great
down.
Job.
Should be a stall call now against,
grab
against
that
Clark.
Arm.
Clark is stalling, and this should be a point, and it is. Yep, 1 point. It was bound to happen. There was about three chances that Clark had to get called for stalling, and the third time he did. So he cuts him. That makes the score 4-2. 4-2 the score now. Shea Swafford gets the...
Now Swafford doing the back, and there's a stall call on Swafford.
Well, with 12 seconds to go, yep. He's got one more to give. And there it is, and there should be the stall call. Nope, they do not give it with 8.5 seconds to go. It'll be a flurry of action here, folks, at 126 pounds. Yep. There's the shot by Clark and the sprawl by Swafford. And Swafford looks at the clock, sees the zeros, and advances as a champion. Minneapolis, back-to-back Swafford championships at 120 and 126.
Let's run up to Joe Millage on location in Pleasantville, covering 1A as we move up to 132 pounds. Jay Mill, give us a quick update here at 1A.
1A, 120 weight class, Wes Marshall, Cole Needham's just pinned Eddieville, Blakesburg, Fremont's Alex Hanna. So we'll have to see if there's going to be a wrestle back there. At 113, there will be a wrestle back. It was Adam Proctor from EBF losing to Nick Martin from Moravia. So Martin, with a 1-0 win, moves to 36-4 on the season. Nick Martin from Moravia is your champion at 113 in the district. And back to you guys.
132 pounds, Bradley Irwin in Centerville going to go for a championship here right away. He's in like a champion on a takedown, and he's out in front here, 2-0. Bradley Irwin out in front of Cody McNeil in Minneapolis.
Well, thank Belzer Equipment. They've got great SMS software from Ag Leader to help you find profits. Belzer Equipment bringing you wrestling here on 96.7. Brad Irwin with a quick takedown here. 30 seconds gone in the championship match at 132 pounds. Cody McNeil from Minneapolis trying to make it three in a row for those Bulldogs. But Brad Irwin from Centerville, a talented senior, 46 wins on the season now, has got the 2-0 lead with the first period takedown. Consolation side, folks, it's Xavier Miller from Prairie City Monroe and Austin Leopard from Loiza Muscatine. We'll keep you updated on all that scoring on 96.7 here at the Class 2A District Finals and Consolation Matches, 132-pound right here on 96.7. Brad Irwin, with a minute left in his first period, has got the crossbody ride in there. A stand-up by McNeil.
Look, he's done a great job. Grab that front arm, grab the elbow, and if he can set down here, Bradley Irwin might be able to get turned over.
Irwin's trying to work that crossbody ride, and I don't think that McNeil's going to be able to get out of that, but I also don't think that Brad Irwin's going to be able to score any points. But with a 2-0 lead, oh, he's going to try the guillotine, and there's potentially dangerous, and the official right there on it, potentially dangerous hold there. Brad Irwin trying to work that guillotine, and that shoulder socket was going to come out if that would have gone over, so... We'll get reset back to center mat. Cody McNeil, very muscular-looking 132-pounder, has got some blood, and we're going to have a blood timeout at 132 pounds in the championship.
Xavier Miller trailing Austin Leopard of Loiza Muscatine, 4-0 Leopard out in front here. Leopard, a sophomore, 30 wins on the year. Xavier Miller, tremendous wrestler for PCM, 34-6, just a sophomore. So both these guys, plenty of wrestling ahead of him. Right now, it is Leopard out in front, 4-0 over Miller of PCM. Let's get back to Bradley Irwin.
Yep, the blood's been cleaned up. Brad Irwin covers his Minneapolis opponent, Cody McNeil. The Centerville Big Red, Bradley Irwin, trying to get his ticket punched back to the state tournament. And he is riding Cody McNeil from Meepo very hard. It's the Bulldogs and the Big Reds on the mat in the championship at 132 pounds here in Fairfield. Bradley Irwin from Centerville has got the 2-0 lead. He got the early takedown, and he has ridden Cody McNeil very effectively with that crossbody ride. Tried the guillotine once, had a stoppage in action. Now he's going to try a tilt, and he's trying to power that tilt back, using a lot of energy right here in the first period, working on top. Not very much energy being expended by Cody McNeil here. He just gets to a stand-up position, and we should, with 5 seconds to go, either get a potentially dangerous or a stalemate. Now they're back to the mat. And really, a lot of energy being expended by Brad Irwin and not much by Cody McNeil. I hope that the conditioning for the Big Red Bradley Irwin is there in the third period.
He had all the energy in that first period, Irwin did.
Man, he's got some bounce in his step, though. He's going to start the second period in the down position. See what his first move is here off the whistle. He's set. McNeil covers. Brad Irwin gets a stand-up and a run-out. And he's got the one-point escape. All right, they're back to the center of the mat now. 3-0, the lead for Bradley Irwin. Good shot in there, single leg by McNeil, sprawl by Irwin. Now Irwin with front headlock. Great sprawl there by Bradley Irwin. Almost got himself clear down onto the mat, but it was a pursuing Cody McNeil that stayed right with it. All right, now we got separation. Wrestlers are on their feet. Shot in there by Irwin. Double leg. Switches to a single. Gets the trip and the two-point takedown. 30 seconds into the third period. 5-0. The lead for Brad Irwin from Centerville. Seemingly in control of this match in the second period.
Great job around that far leg. And then with such strength, quickness got him there. And then he, with the strength, brought that second leg in.
Well, I don't think you'd want to get into a bench-pressing contest with Cody McNeil from Mediapolis. Kid is very cut and chiseled for a 32-pounder. But Brad Irwin, with great leverage there on that double leg, switched it off to the single, got the trip, and took him down right at the edge of the mat.
Miller trails Leopard of Loiza Muscatine. Xavier Miller, PCM, trailing now 6-0 in the consolation 132.
Brad Irwin from Centerville with a 5-0 lead, counting down through the final minute of the second period. It's 132-pound championship action from the Fairfield High School Gymnasium. District wrestling, top two finishers at each weight class, advance to Wells Fargo. The championship individuals will begin on Thursday, and all that wrestling action will be brought to you here on 96.7. There's a stand-up attempt by McNeil from Mediapolis. Good job by Brad Irwin to get back behind and cover. Now he's got the crossbody right in there. The leg's in for Brad Irwin.
Nearly had that tilt a couple of different times.
And there is Brad Irwin with the leg in, riding hard with 35 seconds to go.
Has that elbow, that far elbow. Now puts the other leg in. If he can just roll over, and that's what he's going to try to do is roll through this and get the tilt, and nearly got him over.
Yeah, he nearly got his leg out, too, and that would have been bad news for Brad Irwin if he's trying to take him over with that leg in and get the tilt, and then that leg comes out. Brad Irwin would have been on his back with a pretty tough 132-pound Mediapolis wrestler on top of him. There's a stall warning, and that stall warning goes against Mediapolis' Cody McNeil. Cody McNeil just kind of turtling up underneath there. And like I said before, Brad Irwin working real, real hard on top, and McNeil not doing much on the bottom. So all the action being brought right there by Bradley Irwin from Centerville. He'll take the 5-0 lead to the third period.
Well, Irwin is a leg rider. He'll put that leg in.
McNeil didn't like what happened to him when he was in the down position, so he took neutral this time. So the pressure once again being brought by Irwin. Irwin back and McNeil off the mat. They circle back to the center. There's a shot in there by Irwin. Good sprawl by McNeil. McNeil gets separation, and now they're back to a neutral position. Irwin with hand control. Can't quite get the leg. So McNeil.
Oh, look at that.
A little head chuck there by McNeil, and Brad Irwin just bulldogs straight through it. Gets in on a double leg, but McNeil with a heck of an effort to get out of it. Now McNeil in on his own single leg. Now McNeil with the single leg, his best scoring opportunity so far. He elevates that single leg. We got a little bit of an issue with looked like Irwin's knee, and Irwin just gave that takedown up as his knee was at an oblique angle. So it's 5-2. Now stand up by Irwin. 6-2 now. Shot in there by Irwin. A little bit too deep. Nice job there by McNeil to get out of that one, and we're off the mat with 106 to go. A 4-point Bradley Irwin lead for Centerville.
Won't have to worry about a stall call on Bradley Irwin. He's up 6-2, and he's still bringing all the action.
He might have been a little bit too aggressive there on that last one. That takedown that McNeil got was after a flurry of activity on a shot that may not have been the greatest shot by Bradley Irwin, but Bradley Irwin definitely the aggressor here in this 132-pound championship. There's a shot in there by McNeil, though. Nice job by Irwin to catch him underneath the arms and stop that shot, and we got 44 seconds left. Now we're in a front headlock situation with Bradley Irwin. He's got Cody McNeil's head on the mat. Brad Irwin with front headlock. He's got his head on the back of the neck of Cody McNeil, pushing it down into the mat with the front headlock in. And now we've got a stalemate with 29 seconds to go. Yeah. And we've got more blood time. Blood time out here at the championship, 132 pounds. It's Bradley Irwin from Centerville up 6-2 on Cody McNeil from Mediapolis. And this break in the action, we'll send it over to Pleasantville. Joe Millage, it's all yours.
Well, Briar Cochran just lost his third match of the season, just got over with. He lost to Jacob Krakow from Iowa Valley. Krakow will move to 45-6, and Cochran now moves to 40-3. So Cochran loses in the championship match, but we'll have a chance to wrestle for second place here at weight class 126. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
Well, Bradley Irwin shot in with his head, and I think he ran into the back of the head of his opponent, Cody McNeil, and over there getting some blood time, getting the blood cleaned up.
Another Moravia wrestler there, I think, might advance to state that Nick Martin, that's Melinda Spurgeon's nephew. So a lot of cross-rooting there for the Moravia. Moravia's got no enemies. They got friends in Iconium, Blakesburg, Unionville, Centerville, Albia. It's a friendly town, Moravia, and they've got a great wrestling program.
You have your own fan club, a couple of redheads. Say, Joe, you're the best, Dee Dee and Rita.
We love going to sporting events with all those folks. Been doing baseball for years, and sure do miss having kids competing, but it is so great to bring this wrestling action to you here, folks, on 96.7.
Bradley Irwin, again, he's on a single leg. He's been the aggressor here, a 6-2 lead.
10 seconds to go. He will advance to the state meet as the champion. So, Brad Irwin, 6-2. Now he rolls up a cradle. He might pin him. He might pin him. It's going to be a five-point move. Nope, not enough time for a five-point move, but he gets two more. Should be a 10-2 win. Yes, it is. 10-2 for Brad Irwin. And if there had been three more ticks on the clock, Brad Irwin would have pinned Cody McNeil from Minneapolis. McNeil really just in there on a desperation attempt.
And congratulations, Bradley Irwin. You're going to Wells Fargo Arena as a champion.
Who won on the bottom side there?
The
Miller from Miller.
Miller lost from PCM.
So Leopard. So we'll have a wrestle back at 132.
Now Kyle Sennett will take the mat, and he's going to be taking on Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville.
There's Kyle out there on his feet. He's battling hard. This 138-pound match being brought to you folks here today on 96.7 by the good folks at Lockridge Lumber and DeVore Homes. At Lockridge Lumber, when you make your list of build, repair, or on the farm, bring that list to Lockridge Lumber. And at DeVore Homes, if you're in the market for a new home, consider a quality system home from DeVore.
No score, 30 seconds gone by opening period. It is Cody Ray Smith, Knoxville, and now it is Kyle Sennett. South Central Conference battle for third place.
Trey Van Wilden from Washington is the competitor on the top side at 138. He's up against Mason Buster from Minneapolis. Minneapolis hit their first little speed bump of the evening when Brad Irwin, or the afternoon, when Brad Irwin at 132 pounds beat Cody McNeil. Other than that, it's kind of been a meepo show here in Fairfield.
Kyle Sennett, we're at the edge of the mat, trying to get the angle on Smith of Knoxville.
There's a takedown there for Mason Buster at 138 pounds to start scoring. Trey Van Wilden from Washington trailing in this one now, 2-0.
Here's a takedown as Smith is going to get the takedown. 40 seconds to go. Sennett gets to his feet and out of bounds. They'll go 37 seconds. Cody Ray Smith, Knoxville, gets the takedown at the edge of the mat. That'll have Sennett trailing here 2-0. 37 seconds to go in this opening period.
We got a deep waist ride in there here for Mason Buster. He's on the left side. He's got that right arm in there on the deep waist. Now he's going to try to work a hand control down and get a arms through, get a tilt. Good job there by Van Wilden from Washington. Takes that away. Gets to his base.
Sennett trying to do a sit-out switch. Gets the sit-out. Now can he get the escape? Holding on to that back leg is Smith. Now Sennett tries to get the cradle in. And will give it up and find himself in trouble here. Sennett nearly had the cradle and got the reversal, but Smith counters, and Cody Smith is going to take a lead here with some back points. A 4-0 lead here. I think two back. Nope, they're giving him three points.
Well, just a little bit too aggressive there by Kyle Sennett. He had a really good sit out, and it was a good job there for Cody Ray Smith to kind of hang on to that leg, and looked like it could have been a stalemate, but Kyle tried to make something out of that and just got a little bit too high trying to lock the cradle up.
Knoxville's Cody Ray Smith, 138. Text coming in as Knoxville fans are cheering him on the Southern Iowa Technology text line. We want to hear from you at 641-799-1437. Thank you, Travis Apidol. The old voice box is getting a little dry, and TZ comes up with the water supply.
Very good brand of water here at the Fairfield Gym. That's the Hy-Vee purified drinking water.
Sennett starts the second period down position. Smith covers. Now Sennett gets to his feet, trying to separate the hands. Smith hanging on. And Kyle Sennett will get the escape. 5-1 here.
Championship
Kyle Sennett
side,
trailing. Cody Smith.
Mason Buster at the championship side adds a takedown in the second period to the takedown that he got in the first. And he will cover Trey Van Wilden on the restart from Washington. Minneapolis up on this one, 4-0, championship 138.
Kyle Sennett trailing here. 103 to go, Cody Ray Smith, the opponent from Knoxville, with a 5-1 lead here. Here's a throw attempt that leave both wrestlers going off the edge of the mat. 57 seconds to go here. Second period, he sent it in on the ankle. But a caution given as Kyle came out and jumped the whistle.
There's a half Nelson being applied here by Mason Buster from Mediapolis, and he's got his opponent, Trey Van Wilden, stretched out. He's got the leg in and the half Nelson in, and he's going to try to work this thing. I don't know if he can pin him with it, but he is close to getting back points. Oh, now he gets off the legs, and it is in trouble for Trey Van Wilden. It's a pin for Mason Buster. Mason Buster eased him over, then got off the legs, got chest to chest, reversed the half, and got the pin for the Mediapolis Bulldogs. Champion at 138 is Mason Buster from Mediapolis. So Cody Ray Smith has a chance for a wrestle back if he can get past Kyle Sinnott.
Kyle Sinnott trying for a third place finish here for Albia. Trailing here 5-1. Cody Ray Smith with the lead here. A single leg wiped away by Sinnott. As another double leg shot in here. A deep double leg by Smith. And Sinnott is going to be taken down. And now Cody Ray Smith with 6 seconds to go second period has himself a 7-1 lead here. And back points. Got a two count, three count. And that will conclude the second period. Two more points there on the back points earned by Cody Ray Smith.
Well, Kyle Sinnott from Albia needs to come up with some type of a pinning combination here and earn some back points or else put on a takedown clinic and cut him and take him down, cut him and take him down, because that 8-point deficit with only 2 minutes on the clock is a big number.
That was a 5-point swing there, 4-point swing there by Cody Ray Smith. With time expiring on the second period, takedown and then got the tilt on.
Cody Ray Smith being very patient here on the bottom, waiting for Kyle to try to make a mistake, and just doing enough to keep from getting the stall call. I think we should see a stall call here pretty soon out of Cody Ray Smith, just kind of turtling up down there on the mat.
Oh, nearly Kyle. Had it.
There's Kyle just kind of really bringing the action, doing some desperate stuff here. It's an escape now for Cody Ray Smith. Kyle Sinnott really bringing the action here. Cody Ray Smith on the defensive, but he's got the 9-point lead now. 10-1 the score. Kyle Sinnott bringing the action.
Excellent wrestle match here by Smith.
Smith just got out on top and has been able to take advantage of some little mistakes by Kyle Sinnott. There's a long shot there by Kyle Sinnott, probably a little bit too long. Now he tries to get in on a single leg. He gets in on a single leg.
Job.
He's
going
to get the takedown. That makes it 10-3 with 1 minute remaining. Now Kyle tries the half Nelson. Looks up at the clock. Sees that he's got 54 seconds to go. Now Kyle Sinnott tries a desperation cradle. He's too high. Cody Ray Smith going to try to come out the back door on this desperation cradle. Now Kyle Sinnott tries to put the leg in. It's a reversal for Cody Ray Smith. Just a little bit too high. Kyle Sinnott trying to make something happen.
He knows the circumstances on the clock and the score and trying to do all he can to fight in Kyle Sinnott. But give credit to Cody Ray Smith of Knoxville doing a great job of covering it up.
Reversal of the results that we had last week in Centerville when Kyle Sinnott was the district champion.
19 seconds and counting. We may have a wrestle back here for Cody Ray Smith.
It looks like it'll be Cody Ray Smith and Trey Van Wilden in the wrestle back at 138 pounds. Time is running out on Kyle Sinnott. He will try a desperation side roll there, but nice job there for Cody Ray Smith to get the win. 12-3. It's Smith from Knoxville over Sinnott from Albia.
Here's a couple of young wrestlers right there. Smith, a freshman. Kyle Sinnott, just a sophomore. And Kyle will be disappointed in the outcome there. They both pat each other on the back. And but a great effort there by Kyle Sinnott. And an opportunity here for Cody Ray Smith and Knoxville to wrestle back. And that'll come later on. But right now, we're going to go to the championship matchup. Another Albia-Knoxville
This is a rematch
matchup.
Of last week's sectional final. Blake Lawless from Albia taking the mat at 145. He's up against Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville.
We'll go to Pleasantville really quick. Right now, real quick to Joe Millage. Quick update from Pleasantville.
132, Cody Brown, who got his 100th win earlier, just got beat by Cooper White from West Marshall. But there will be a wrestle back at 132, so Brown will go up against McBride from Pleasantville, a rematch from last week, and we'll see how he does. Also, Briar Cochran will have a chance of a wrestle back a little bit later on this afternoon. Back live to you guys in Fairfield.
Right now, Blake Lawless taking on Kevin Woodhouse of Knoxville.
Really a patent move there for Blake Lawless, a little shucked by. He's got the 2-point takedown, but he's a little bit too far out front right now, and needs to either try to get separation or get off the mat here as he's covering his 145-pound opponent, Kevin Woodhouse, in the championship. They are off the mat. Great match here being brought to you by Benton Place Apartments and Homestead of Albia Assisted Living.
We're going to go down to Travis Apple here in a moment, and he's going to catch up with Bradley Irwin, winner for Centerville. Got a blood timeout. Let's run down to TZ, and TZ, you're going to catch up with Bradley Irwin of Centerville, the winner for the Big Red.
All right, thanks, Jason. Congratulations, Bradley, on winning the championship today, earning another trip back to Wells Fargo. Give us a little recap there in your championship match. It looked like a real tough fought battle.
I was wrestling the number 10th ranked kid from Mediapolis. He's been having they have a tough schedule. Makes them the losses not an effect of what they actually are. I went out there, I got on my offense real early, got up 2-0, held him down. Second period, I picked down. I got escape 5 seconds into the match. Got another quick double leg. Then I held him down the whole period. He chose on his feet in the third period. I got a little rushed. I just was getting rushed, and I gave up a takedown. But then I got a quick escape again, and I kept going, and got him in a cradle. 10 seconds left in the match, put him on his back, and I major decision, got a 4-point move right at the end, the major decision him.
Well, congratulations, and he done a great job. Looked like you do. It was bringing the action real hard on him, and looked like you wrestled your match the whole way and got you the victory. Congratulations, and we'll look forward to seeing you up at Wells Fargo next weekend.
Hey, thanks. Yep.
Championship action at 145 pounds. Blake Lawless with the takedown here to make the score 4-1. Blake Lawless with a couple of first period takedowns. He gives up the escape on Woodhouse, and that makes the score 4-2 now. And
gave him the escape right back in and with another takedown.
And they don't give him the takedown. The official blew the whistle just a little bit too quick there for Blake Lawless's satisfaction. But he's on his feet with two takedowns. He leads this one 4-2. Woodhouse from Knoxville, a fierce competitor in here. He had a tough win over Austin Edwards from Columbus Junction in his semifinal match. Blake Lawless got here by a 17-2 score. He scored the last 17 points of that match against Tristan Garcia from West Burlington Notre Dame. Now it's Lawless in on a single leg. He's in on a single leg. He's going to get the trip, and there is out of bounds. Circle gets to the way. So we're off the mat with 4 seconds to go. Lawless on his feet with a 2-point lead. 4-2 the score now. We're going to get through the last seconds here in the first period and go to the second.
Blake Lawless out in front here, 4-2 over in the consolation matchup, Tristan Garcia and Austin Edwards. And Edwards starts in the cover position. And they'll go off the edge of the mat. No score. Actually, they're going to give the point to Edwards. Edwards gets the escaper at the edge of the mat. Let's get back here to Blake Lawless, just underway second period.
Lawless takes down to start the second period, gets the stand up, gets the escape. Back in on a double leg, and that is a 2-point takedown. No, he called it a reversal. He called it a reversal instead of an escape. And I don't know how you take a guy down with a double leg and you don't get a takedown out of it, but that's what it is. It's 6-2. Blake Lawless on top. Now Blake Lawless
chinning back
with a... He's got the arm bar behind the back. He's way out front, way high. He's got the 4-point lead, 6-2. Now he's got the country in. He tries to work it, but the out-of-bounds circle's in the way. They're into the Albia cheer squad and off the mat. 6-3 now, the score. They give a 1-point escape. Blake just cuts him.
Austin Edwards with the lead over here, 3-0 over Tristan Garcia of West Burlington Notre Dame. It is Blake Lawless out in front here, 6-3 over Kevin Woodhouse.
Well, Lawless is just quicker than Woodhouse here through the first 3 minutes of this match. Let's see how conditioning holds up. There's a shot in there by Lawless and a reshot by Woodhouse. And Woodhouse just on defense here. Now double underhook by Lawless. Now Lawless bulldogs him to his back. It's a 2-point takedown. Back points being awarded for Lawless on a bulldog move. Here
in
the second period.
Combo
he's
in.
Got the...
He can set back the shoulders, and Blake Lawless, a great job of getting out of that by Woodhouse, but more black points earned by Blake Lawless.
A big 5-point move there for Blake Lawless. It's an 11-3 score now. He's got 8 points for his lead. Blake Lawless covers now on the right side. Now he's got the chicken wing in on the back, on the backside. Stand up there by Woodhouse. Now we're off the mat with 28 seconds to go.
11-3, Blake Lawless out in front. Austin Edwards of Columbus Community out in front of Tristan Garcia. 3-0 over here in the third-place matchup.
Blake Lawless trying to get the championship for the Albia Blue Demons here at 145 pounds. He leads Kevin Woodhouse from Knoxville by the score of 11-3 with 20 seconds to go in the second period. It's district wrestling action for you here, folks, on 96.7. We're at the Fairfield High School Gymnasium for Class 2A districts. Blake Lawless covering his opponent, Woodhouse. The score 11-2. Now, Lawless looks like he's just going to be content to ride him out as the last ticks go off of the clock here in the second period.
We'll go to the third with an 8-point lead for Albia's Blake Lawless.
Blake dropping all the way from 160 to 145, Joe, and he really looks good at 145. He is cut, lean, and he is a wrestling machine.
Yeah, he's doing a real good job out here. He doesn't appear to have any fatigue going. He had that tough match where it looked like he wrenched his knee in the semifinal, gave up that takedown, and then came storming back to score 17 straight points for a tech fall. Here he covers his opponent again. He's got the chicken wing in on the right side. Officials looking very closely at it to make sure it's not a potentially dangerous. But a stand-up here by Woodhouse, and we got potentially dangerous. So we'll reset it. Woodhouse gets set on the bottom. Lawless covers. Nick Pickrell motions for him to bar the arm. There's the arm bar. Very good job listening there, Blake Lawless. He gets the arm bar. Nice stand-up there by Woodhouse. Lawless gets off the arm bar, puts the leg in on the right side. He's got the right leg in on the right side. Casts over. Now stand up by Woodhouse. Lawless puts leg in on the backside. Tries to tilt.
Look at this Lawless tilt. Tries to tilt.
He's got the splaydle. He's got the splaydle. This will be a pin for Blake Lawless. He has got it in tight. There is no way that Woodhouse is getting out of this one. Hits the splaydle. And he does roll out.
Oh, wow. And he gets a reversal.
He used the momentum and got the reversal. That is an amazing move. That is an amazing move. That three-point move there made it 14, and then the reversal makes it 5. So it's 14 to 5, a 9-point lead for Blake Lawless. Final minute here at 145 championship.
Lawless will get the escape. Final minute to go here. 15 to 5, and right now is Austin Edwards out in front 3 to nothing.
Lawless
over
does
Garcia.
A bulldog move again, and it was Woodhouse ready for it. It's almost like Lawless was angry that he let Woodhouse out because he's wrestling like an angry young man right now. He is bringing it to Kevin Woodhouse. Chases him clear off the mat, so we got 40 ticks left. We'll bring it back to the center, and now Lawless in control.
What a great job of what a move by Woodhouse to get out of that splayed.
I don't know how he got out. He rolled right out of it, and he had to have his shoulder square on the mat while he rolled through that one, and it just wasn't long enough because he had good momentum to get the pin. Now here's a Kelly try by Woodhouse. Doesn't work. Edge of the mat. Lawless gets behind. Gets the two-point takedown. 17-5 the score. 16 ticks left on it. It'll be Blake Lawless advancing to the state tournament as the champion at 145.
And the good news for Woodhouse is that Austin Edwards is holding on here. He's going to get the win, and that means Blake Lawless and Kevin Woodhouse will make a trip to Wells Fargo Arena, a South Central Conference Championship showdown, and both wrestlers will find their way to Wells Fargo on Thursday. A great season, a great match right here between these two.
Yeah, that was a great match there. And we do not have a wrestle back at 145, so your Centerville sectional qualifiers both advanced to the state meet here. This is a tough gym to win in. And pretty soon we got a little break in the action here. We'll probably send it over to Pleasantville if Joe Millage is ready.
Bryce Leshen is going to take the mat here. Bryce Leshen. 152 pinned his way to the championship, and he's going to have a tough matchup right here, another Minneapolis wrestler.
This is Bradley Conley. Bradley Conley is a senior, only one loss on his season this year. So you got 61-1 is the record. You got an undefeated Bryce Leshen with only 21 contests. Bradley Conley from Minneapolis with
the
one.
This is a good one right here, just underway here. It's Bryce Leshen from Albia, who's had to nurse a knee here the last part of the season, but it has not affected him here in sectionals and district. We're underway here at 152 pounds.
It's kind of been all Minneapolis's way here at this district championship. Let's see what Bryce Leshen has got for Bradley Conley here as the wrestlers are on their feet underway here. 30 seconds into this championship match at 152 pounds. I want to thank Leffler Dirt Works, Chad Leffler, for helping bring this broadcast to you. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 226-2231. Bryce Leshen on his feet in there.
Look at a deep shot.
Leg, but he gets to his stomach, and a good job there by Conley grabbing the back leg, and it's probably going to be a stalemate here, but I don't see Bryce Leshen getting points out of this. Oh. Now, he gets his hips under him, though.
Good job of hanging on tight to that ankle.
Well,
Leshen's trying to elevate here. Bryce has got on his knees now. He's trying to elevate, coming out the backside.
He's trying to come out the backside. He does. It. Gets a two-point takedown. Great
that
job by Bryce Leshen.
Pure strength out of Bryce Leshen to get the takedown with 43 seconds to go first period.
Conley had him all sprawled out. Now Leshen bringing the action. He bars the arm on the left side, puts the half Nelson in on the right. He's got Bradley Conley broken down. with 35 seconds to go. It's a 2-0 lead for Bryce Leshen from Albia. Leshen still has Bradley Connolly broken down, has to get off the half. Nelson puts in the corkscrew ride on the left-hand side. He's got the arm barred on the right. Now gets off the arm bar, puts the half Nelson in on the right. He's got the half on the right, the corkscrew ride in. Now he bars the arm on the left. 17 seconds remain here. First period action. Bradley Connolly from Mediapolis. 40 wins on the season against one loss. Bryce Leshen from Albia, 21-0.
Right out in this first period, JoJo.
There's a stand-up by Connolly. Good job there with that corkscrew ride by Bryce Leshen. Bryce Leshen doing a great job. Now, with 1 second to go, it's going to be end of the period, 2-0 for Bryce Leshen from Albia.
Let's get over on the consolation side. Riley Spohr, Knoxville, with a 4-1 lead over Tristan Ledger of Fairfield in the third-place contest. But right here on the championship map, Bryce Leshen with the takedown. Joe took a deep shot. Didn't look like he was going to
well,
be able to make any points out of it.
Well, he was flat on his stomach, and Bradley Connolly leaned over while he was flat on his stomach and just grabbed his ankle. And, you know, they were head-to-toe and toe-to-head, and it looked like it was just going to be a stalemate. But somehow, Bryce Leshen got his ankles under him, then his knees under him, then his hips under him, and was able to come out the back for the two-point takedown. He's covering Bradley Connolly to start the second period, and he's got that corkscrew ride in there again. Folks, a corkscrew ride, he takes his arm, puts it around the waist
trying
of
to get that,
his opposing
cradle
wrestler and down through the crotch of the wrestler, kind of like a corkscrew.
Yep.
And he is riding real hard with
job.
That corkscrew. We've got 30 seconds gone in the second period, and still Bryce Leshen has got Bradley Connolly shut out. Now there's a sit-out attempt by Connolly. Good job back on the ankles by Bryce Leshen. Now Leshen moves up. Bars the arm on the left-hand side. Puts the half Nelson in on the right. There's a side roll attempt by Connolly. Back down to a corkscrew ride is Leshen. Now Leshen with pressure on the hips. A stand-up by Connolly. Now Connolly looks like he might be able to get out of this one with 1 minute to go. It's Leshen out on top, though. He's got a hold of the waist of Bradley Connolly. And a stalemate is called with 53 seconds to go. What a great job by Bryce Leshen.
He is
riding a tough
answered every move by Connolly. Every time Connolly looked like he was going to try to get something going and get out, Bryce covered it up.
All right. Connolly's back in the down position. He's been there most of this match. Leshen covers. Corkscrew right on the right. Now he's trying to work a breakdown with a butcher. So we got a butcher on the right. He drops down, grabs the ankle, breaks him down, but a great job by Bradley Connolly back to his base.
And
now a half Nelson by Leshen. Leshen trying to bar the arm on the left side. He's got the half in on the right. Leshen bringing all the action to Bradley Connolly with 30 seconds to go. Leshen with the half Nelson in there. Side roll attempt by Connolly. Connolly gets back past parallel, but Leshen hooks the leg on the way through, rolls right back to it, and no change in the score.
Riley Spohr, I just got his pin for Knoxville. So, Knoxville fans, you just got a pin out of Riley Spohr in the third-place contest.
Okay, stopping the action because the official thought that Bryce Leshen was stalling. So a stall call against Bryce Leshen. Now Leshen mounts on the left side this time instead of covering from the right with 15 seconds to go. So he's back up. A stand-up by Connolly. Connolly with the stand-up. Leshen hanging on to the head with 6 seconds to go. Now Leshen back down on the hips. Gets the ankle, and with 2 seconds to go, it is a run out by Connolly, and no score for
wow.
Connolly. 2-0. Bryce Leshen
what
will
a
start
ride
this
out.
Period in the down position with a 2-0 lead, but he does have the one stall call against him.
Connolly likely to cut. Bryce obviously want to get out quick, but you know, if you're Connolly, you trail here by a takedown.
Well, Bryce Leshen knows how to execute a stall. He's got one of them on him already. I'm sure he didn't like getting that in the second period. But with a 2-0 lead, he's got a couple to give. But he's going to have to make something happen here on the bottom. Now here's a butcher attempt by Bradley Connolly from Mediapolis. Now Connolly trying to work that butcher around. He's got it in tight. But a stand-up here
well,
by
great
Bryce
job
Leshen.
Of grabbing that ankle by Leshen. Grab that near ankle.
Connolly got a little bit too high with that butcher trying to move, and Leshen's got the ankle on the right side. Could be potentially dangerous here because there's a bad angle on Connolly's ankle. Bad angle. I hate to see that. But now we're back to neutral. That was a right call by the official. It looked like Leshen could have scored with that, but that was a bad-looking angle on that leg.
Riley Spohr gets a pin for Knoxville. He's got a third-place finish. Right now, Bryce Leshen on front, 2-0. Final 1:19 to go here Conley from Minneapolis starts the cover position in the final 1:13.
And Conley's just going to have to cut him here. There's only a minute and 10 seconds to go. Bryce is doing what he needs to keep from getting a stall call. And he is out front now. It's Bradley Conley out front trying that butcher move. That must have been something that they scouted against Bryce Leshen. But Conley, with 57 seconds to go, his coaches are going to tell him to cut him. He can't hear him. He's still out there on that butcher trying with 50 seconds to go to turn Bryce Leshen over. Now Bryce Leshen grabs that ankle again. He's got that ankle. Now he moves it down to the knee, and Bryce Leshen, now he gives up that knee and tries to get to his base. Now Bryce is broken down now.
30 seconds and counting.
There's a one-point stall call against Bryce Leshen. Leshen with the stall call. And we've got a potentially danger. That is a legal hold right there. There's a legal hold. He calls it potentially dangerous. That was an illegal hold, and Nick Pickerel knows it. They call it potentially dangerous. They stop the action, but that should be 1 point for Bryce Leshen on that backbreaker.
Well, Nick came up right out of the bench, sportsmanlike, but he was certainly letting the officials know.
All right, it's 2-1. The next stall call against Bryce Leshen will tie this thing. So Bryce Leshen gets to his feet. He gets the escape.
Here we go. 18 seconds and counting. Leshen.
3-1 to score. Takedown wins this one with 14 seconds to go. Bryce Leshen on his feet. At the great job by Bryce Leshen to get to the edge of the circle. Any shot by Bradley Conley will push Bryce Leshen off the mat. And Leshen with 2 seconds to go, 1.8 seconds. He can stall his way out of this one, folks, because the next stall call is only 1 point. And there we go. It's over. 3-1. Bryce Leshen in great fashion wins over Bradley Conley from Minneapolis. And that was a barn burner.
they shake heads at each other and give each other a big congratulations. But Bryce Leshen gets the win for Albia, 152. Let's run over to Jay Mill covering 1A action in Mount Pleasant or Pleasantville.
Yep, we're in Pleasantville, and this is brought to you by Homestead Assisted Living. It's Class 1A. We're through weight class 152, and just that quick, Jaron Glosser shows why he's one of the top-rated wrestlers in the state of Iowa, Class 1A, 138, ranked second. He's had two pins today to get him his 50th win. Jaron Glosser from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont gets a pin in his first round in 25 seconds, his second pin in 27 seconds. And, guys, to show you how tough he is, he got it against the number 7 wrestler in the state, against Drake Healy from Iowa Valley, who only has had 4 losses on the season. Glosser with a pin in 27 seconds against the number 7 wrestler in the state of Iowa. Now, let's quickly give you 2 more quick updates. 145 had Nathan Fritz, the winner. He's the champion in 145, and the champion in 152 is Lane Boonder. So the teammates from Sigourney Kyoto, Boonder is the champ at 152, and Fritz is your champ in 145 from Sigourney Kyoto. So it's a tight matchup here, some tight races, and we'll continue to bring him live from Pleasantville. Let's go back to you guys in Fairfield.
Welcome back, everyone. Devin Harbert's on the mat here at 160 in the championship. He's going to take on Cole Erickson. Erickson with a takedown right away, and now the escape by Harbert. This match brought to you by Sheraton Vision, Pipers, Lockridge Lumber, and DeVore Homes of Knoxville.
A really tough matchup here for Devin Harbert from Sheraton, top rank Cole Erickson at 160 pounds. He moved down from 170. They had quite a stack up in the middle and upper weights for Minneapolis. The kid that just got beaten by Bryce Leshen was third ranked at 160 before Erickson moved down. So he's now the seventh ranked 152 pounder. This Minneapolis Bulldog squad is tough. And there's another takedown and an escape. So it's 4-2 the score now. And then another takedown. It's kind of a takedown clinic right now for Cole Erickson from Minneapolis against Devin Harbert. And he lets him up again, 6-3 the score. So 3 takedowns versus 3 escapes here, and Devin Harbert is in a dogfight. Now the wrestlers are on their feet. Snap down by Erickson. He gets the takedown, and looks like he's going to just ride him this time. Harbert is broken down. Now Erickson tries a deep waist in here on the left side. Looks like he's trying to squeeze the stuffing out of poor old Devin Harbert here from Sheraton. It's a tough matchup here at 160. Cole Erickson, senior, 46-0 on the year. He's representing the Minneapolis Bulldogs, one of the top programs in the state for wrestling.
Dylan Henderson in Davis County out in front of Hunter Connor, 5-0 there. Connor of Loiza Muscatine, and Harbert's is rooting for Connor.
That'd save him having a wrestle back. Well, right now it is whistle violation on, looked like Mediapolis, a little whistle violation there to start second period. Cole Erickson gets set. He's covered by Harberts. Quick stand up there by Erickson. He gets the escape. 9-3 the score now. Shot in there by Harberts, I liked. But a good job on a counter and a wizard by Erickson.
Oh, nice
Erickson.
Shot there by Harberts.
Erickson gets separation. A nice drop down to a single leg by Erickson on Harbert's shot, and it's a two-point takedown for a very fast-moving Cole Erickson from Mediapolis. Now snap down again there by Erickson. Good job backing out of that by Harberts. 11-4 the score here in the championship at 160 pounds. Sheraton's Devin Harberts off the mat, trailing now, and it's 11-4 with the escape.
Hunter Connor turns the page on Dylan Henderson of Davis County. Connor will get the pin, and that means Devin Harberts, regardless of this outcome, he'll be headed to Wells Fargo Arena.
Congratulations to Devin Harberts. He joins Gabe Ripke as state qualifiers here for the Sheraton Chargers. It's going to be fun bringing you folks all the live individual action starting Thursday next week. It's the state tournament championships. They'll be up in Wells Fargo Arena. And yours truly, Jason Summers, Travis Zapital, Kevin Cochran, Joe Millage, will all be bringing you the action on 96.7 and the live stream on KIICradio.com. If you're just joining us, we are bringing you all three wrestling classes today. The top two will go to the state tournament. We got Kevin Cochran over in Mount Pleasant for Class 3A. And I think we're probably ready for an update. So if Kevin Cochran is available, Kevin, why don't you take it away and tell us in 3A Kevin Cochran.
Off of 132 in the semis, Nathan Carey from Ottumwa advances in the wrestle Tanner Hocker from Fort Madison. At 138, Chase Steeney from Fort Madison will get a wrestle Tyler McConnell from Ottumwa in the finals. At 138, 145, Wyatt Slaughter of Ottumwa will take on Matthew Durr of Fort Madison in the finals. At 145, at 152, kind of an interesting match. I think this is a rematch from the Iowa Southern Classic. Southern Iowa Classic. Nick Osh upset Tyler Benning of Keokuk 2-1 to advance to the finals, and he will wrestle Garrett Grimshaw of Burlington at 152. At 160, Spencer Sherwood of Burlington won by fall to advance, and he'll take on Nate Kelsey of Iowa City West. At 170, John Mullaney of Iowa City West won by technical fall, and our local own Cody Jones will be taking on Mulaney in the finals at 170. At 182, Dakota Shaw of Keokuk is in the finals, and he'll advance against Donovan Doyle of Iowa City West. And I just seen the map hit the referee hit the map, and Isaiah Cox at 195 wins by fall to advance to the finals, and he's going to take on Tyler Salazar of Oskaloosa as those matches just came to a conclusion. So we're going to be wrapping up round two. We still have a whole complete round to go, the medal round matches. So we have a lot more wrestling here to do in Mount Pleasant versus the sectionals that you guys are advancing in. But we'll bring you the latest updates as soon as they happen. Back to you, Joe and Jason.
Hey, thanks very much for that report from Mount Pleasant, Class 3A. Here we've moved up to 170 pounds in the Fairfield gym. It's Class 2A District Championships. Championship side at 170 is Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. He's up against Luke Erickson from Mediapolis, and that's a rematch of the sectional final in Washington last week. Bottom side, it's going to be Ben Mason from Albia and Ron Marshall from Prairie City Monroe. And nice cow catcher move there for Ron Marshall from Prairie City Monroe, and give Ron Marshall the pin over Ben Mason in 29 seconds. So Ben Mason just got caught in a move there. So Ron Marshall hoping for a Tucker Morrison win against Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. Chip side, it is Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. He's in a scoreless tie with Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. And it seems like we've been calling a lot of Mediapolis Bulldog names here today, and it's going to continue at 182 and 185, where Mediapolis has got championship hopes at both of those weight classes. Here at 170 pounds, 35 seconds left in the first period, championship side. Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction in a scoreless tie with Luke Erickson from Mediapolis. Both wrestlers on their feet, not really getting a whole lot of much done besides some pressure, a couple of snap downs, We're off the mat with 22 seconds to go now. Been a great afternoon for wrestling here in Fairfield. Fairfield is a very nice venue for wrestling. They host the Southern Iowa Classic, which is a very competitive tournament towards the end of every wrestling season. Gives the coaches and the wrestlers a tune-up. A lot of good wrestlers come in. There's a 12-team competition there, so plenty of good wrestlers out of those 12 teams show up every year at the Southern Iowa Classic in Fairfield. We're out of time in the first period at 170 pounds, championship action, and Luke Erickson from Mediapolis will have his choice. He takes down. He'll be covered by Tucker Morrison from Columbus Junction. Winner of this one will be the 170-pound champion in advance to the state tournament. There's a chance that Ron Marshall from Prairie City Monroe could advance by wrestleback if Tucker Morrison is able to take down Luke Erickson in the championship. So we've got Scotty back on the board at Albia. And Scotty, with these two wrestlers from the far eastern reaches of the state competing for the championship, while our Albia Blue Demon Ben Mason is getting his warm down done, we might send it back to you for a couple of important commercial messages from our great sponsors back at the station, and bring it back to us here in about 2 minutes.
Are you too busy for your own good? Your time is important, and so is your health. At Monroe County Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to helping you monitor your health. The Streamline Wellness Program is designed for you to receive a comprehensive wellness profile at your convenience with the confidential results sent directly to you. Available year-round, just walk in and register. Or to learn more about the Streamline Wellness Program, go to mchalbia.com under Find a Service. Your health, your wellness, on your time.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
Hello, this is Marvin Canute from Cargill Eddyville. Hey, we're pleased to announce that the Cargill Corn Milling Facility in Eddyville is celebrating our 30th anniversary, and we're proud of our accomplishments, and we wish to thank our employees and their families, as well as so many contributors, contractors, suppliers, customers, you know, and community partners for just helping us to be successful. We remain committed to helping Southeast Iowa thrive by supporting local agriculture, education, job growth, and so much more. Here's a fun fact. In 1 year, Eddyville produces about 1.5 million tons of sweet bran used in rations to feed 2.3 million head of cattle, resulting in 1.2 billion pounds of consumable beef. That's enough to feed 24 million people in the United States.
Spring is right around the corner, and Quality Ag is ready to serve all your farming needs. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose is your locally owned source for all your seed, fertilizer, and pesticides. Let Quality Ag be your hired hand. Get a jump start on your spring work by having Quality Ag custom apply your fertilizer and herbicide programs. Give them a call or stop in to discuss how they can serve your operation. Quality Ag in Albia and Melrose. Quality Ag thanks you for your business.
This ain't wrestling. This is wrestling on Thunder Country KIIC.
All your district wrestling coverage, one station, 1A, 2A, and 3A. Here from the mats in Fairfield, 170 championship, Tucker Morrison of Columbus Community out in front of the Luke Erickson of Mediapolis. Erickson, the Iowa commit. He trails Morrison 2-1 here as we go into the third period. Let's run up to Pleasantville. Joe Millage on location, bringing all the 1A coverage. Jay Mill, take it away.
Homestead Assisted Living in Sheraton, Oskaloosa, and Albia brings you this update live from Pleasantville. Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont has crowned one champion so far. Jaron Glosser, number two ranked wrestler in the state, 138 advances. Sigourney Kyoto, you've got Nathan Fritz at 145, your champ. And Lane Boonder at 152, your state, excuse me, your district champ from District 4 here in Pleasantville. Moravia has a champ here. It's Nick Martin at 113. Iowa Valley, Kraikow with the championship at 126. And Wes Marshall making the great hay of things here with Fonts, Needham, White, and Hillman champions and moving along. And Belle Plaine with the Schwinn at 160, your champion there. So we've also just had a pin, Hillman, Dale Hillman, who is now 32-3 on the year, just pinned Brett Wursta from Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont. And so we're going to see if there's going to be a wrestle back here coming up in just a little bit. So you're for sure champions. Eddieville Blakesburg has won so far. Sigourney Kyoto with two, Moravia with one, Wes Marshall with four, Iowa Valley with one, and Belle Plaine with one. But again, that's just your champs, and that's just so far. We've got some second-place finishers and some wrestlebacks coming up, so we'll continue to break it all down for you right here live from Pleasantville. Currently, Colton Massengale from BGM on the mat against Sigourney Kyoto's Caleb Reeves. It's Reeves up 1-0. In fact, Reeves has got a pinning combination, and looks like Massengale gets out of it. In your third-place match has Moravia's Quentin Castile at 182. Trailing to Noah Zalstra from Linville Sully 2-0. That's the update here in Pleasantville. We'll continue to update you. Let's go back live to Fairfield.
We have an upset in the making right here as Tucker Morrison of Columbus Community with 40 seconds to go has a 3-2 lead here on Luke Erickson of Mediapolis. Erickson went for a shot there. Now the underhook. 28 seconds of counting. Morrison with a 3-1 lead here. Mediapolis, who has had a huge day here at Districts, one of the top wrestling programs in the entire state of Iowa. And Luke Erickson finds himself trailing here 3-1. Here's a cover and a takedown by Morrison at the edge of the mat. Erickson tried to drop down and grab the ankle. Morrison countered, went to the backside and got the takedown at the edge of the mat. And you hear this crowd from Columbus Community cheering on Morrison here. 5-1 lead, 8 seconds to go. Morrison will cover Erickson. Final 8 seconds. Erickson tried to do the stand-up, and he will run out of time, but Tucker Morrison will get the upset win. And there will be a wrestleback. Luke Erickson will have a wrestleback. He's going to take on Ron Marshall of PCM. We're going to move to 182 pounds. And that's going to bring out going to have 182. Jack Agan's going to take on Tim Good. TZ going to grab the headset. Tim Good and Jack Egan going to go out of here in the battle for third place. Championship side, you're going to have Ethan Timmerman taking on Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield. How about that contest there, TZ?
Yeah, you know, Morrison done a great job there getting the big upset over Erickson of Mediapolis. Come down there, got the takedown there in the last 10 seconds, got the big upset. Here at 182 pounds, Jack Aiken gets a quick takedown over Tim Good of Sheraton. Gets him in a tilt position there, going to get two back points. 4-point move there for Aiken. He leads 4-0 over Good of Sheraton. Good tries to hit a set out. Aiken does a good job of covering him up. Tries to get a stand up there, Good. Aiken drops down on a single leg. Good trying to hit a switch. Egan still holding on to that leg.
No score on the championship side.
Good still trying to get that reversal.
That changes quickly over here on championship side. Bryce Lunsford gets the takes down, and he'll take a 2-0 lead here for Fairfield.
Yeah, 45 seconds left to go here on the bottom side. Good of Sheraton. Egan of Knoxville going to get a stalemate call.
Over on the championship side, it is Bryce Lunsford, hometown kid here at Fairfield, host of the districts, out in front of Ethan Timmerman of Mediapolis. And, Joe, I don't know if you caught that last contest there at 170 pounds between Tucker Morrison and Luke Erickson, but Erickson, the favorite,
And Morrison gets the win. Great contest there.
I was actually right down on the mat, and Erickson came off the mat complaining that he couldn't see. And his coach told him, then you should have your contact in. So there was a little bit of a, I guess you'd call it a heated discussion between the two.
Well, you know.
I think Erickson gets to wrestle again, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. He's going to have a wrestle back. Jack Egan on the mat, taking on Tim Good. In the 182 third place contest, Jack Egan.
Egan with a 4-0 lead right there. He's got a 4-0 lead with 10 seconds to go in the first period. Trying to lock up a double chicken wing, get it turned over with just 6 seconds to go. He's going to run out of time. So Tim Good will start the second period trailing for the Sheraton Chargers, 4-0. Egan on top from Knoxville.
Bryce Lunsford on top of Ethan Timmerman of Mediapolis. Lunsford, who defeated Egan, out in front 2-0. So right now, Egan's rooting for Lunsford and Good for Timmerman. Both need to take care of their own job on the mats. The Chargers and Panthers go out of here in a third place contest. Here's the a shot in there, and Egan.
Oh, good with a nice job with the throw and can't quite get Egan to his back. But that was a good power move there by Tim Good. There's going to be no scoring on the move or the throw, but flurry of action there at 182 pounds. Jack Egan from Knoxville with the 4-1 lead now. Now here's Egan, gets the two-point takedown.
Bryce Lunsford of Fairfield with a 2-0 lead. He's covering Timmerman here in the second period, 1:35 to go. He started in the top position, the cover position. And Lunsford out in front, 2-0 over Ethan Timmerman of Mediapolis. Back to Jack Egan, who's got a 6-1 lead here, 1:10 to go, second period. Got the arm bar back, puts the head in the hole. Now he's going to try to walk that over. Doesn't have the leverage, and we'll give that up. Egan out in front, 6-1. It is Lunsford riding Timmerman this for the first minute of the second period.
That's a good Fairfield rest. That's a tough 182-pounder there, that Bryce Lunsford. He's got 7 losses on the year, but Fairfield wrestles a pretty tough schedule. There's a lot of 3A squads on their tournament schedule. And, I mean, Timmerman, obviously no slouch, Mediapolis, they bring the action. I mean, they'll go to the toughest tournament that they can find, a lot like the Albia Blue Demons do. So the losses for a good team wrestling a lot of good competitors may not always be what it looks like. But here's a nice crossbody right in here for
trying to get those shoulders over parallel, and Lunsford's not going to be able to get the shoulders parallel, but does have a 2-0 lead here, and he's ridden Timmerman this entire second period. 20 seconds to go, and Jack Egan has got a 6-1 lead over Tim Good, and Egan is rooting on Lunsford of Fairfield.
Now we're off the mat, and there's the first point of the match for Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis. That's the championship side. There's 8 seconds left at 182 pounds in the second period. Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis.
Oh, a great shuck by Lunsford. Just couldn't catch Timmerman. And that will conclude the second period. 2-1 lead here for Lunsford of Fairfield. But over on the Constellation side, it is Jack Agate of Knoxville with a 6-1 lead here to go to the third period. And that's a
both of these matches progressing almost exactly simultaneously, less than a second between the start whistles for the third period here at 182 pounds. Constellation side, Jack Egan from Knoxville, hoping for something good out of Bryce Lunsford to get a shot at Ethan Timmerman in a wrestleback. He is controlling Tim Good from Sheraton right now. 6-1 the score. It's Egan over Good.
Lunsford starting the down position, covered by Timmerman. Lunsford with a 2-1 lead here. Timmerman has him broke down. The left leg barred back. Now gives that up. Tried to work his way up top to try to bar that left arm back.
Lunsford with a tough 7-2 win over Jack Egan in the semifinal match. That's why Jack Egan is rooting for Lunsford right now. Lunsford gets a win here. He'll have a shot at Ethan Timmerman from Mediapolis.
Lunsford gets 1 foot out. Now hopping, trying to get away from Timmerman, and
Timmerman. Should be a stall call against Timmerman.
And he's going to have to give him up. Lunsford will take the 3-1 lead here.
That was a good job there by Timmerman. Right before he was going to get called for the stall, he went ahead and cut him. He was going to get loose anyway. Now a shot in there by Timmerman and a shuck by Lunsford. And we'll be back at the center of the mat with 47 seconds to go.
Jack Egan leads 6-1, third period, 48 seconds to go. But right now, it is all eyes on Bryce Lunsford. Lunsford with a 3-1 lead here over Ethan Timmerman, Minneapolis. Tim Good riding Egan. But Lunsford in on a deep single leg shot, and it will go for naught as they go out of bounds. So we'll reset. 30 seconds to go in the championship side here.
Consolation side, they're off the mat with 33 seconds to go. Egan gets set. Lunsford covers.
Lunsford with the takedown, and he's going to get a 5-1 lead here now. Jack Egan needs to hold on to get a win. He's going to have a wrestle back opportunity.
Well, Jack Egan, I don't know if he knows it or not, but he needs to get himself rested up because he's going to be going against Timmerman. Well, there's 7.5 seconds to go, and a slick little reversal there by Timmerman for Minneapolis in the championship.
Wow.
That's a tight match, 5-3.
Right at the edge of the mat, Lunsford was in control, and I think he thought he was going out of bounds and gives up the reversal. Now it's a 5-3, 6 seconds to go.
That's why
Timmerman
it's good
trying
to have
to get the tilde in, cannot get it, and 2 seconds, and that is going to be it. As Lunsford's going to go with the win for Fairfield, and now Knoxville fans, you have a chance for a wrestle back as Jack Egan gets the win for Knoxville. So Jack Egan's going to have Ethan Timmerman in a wrestle back at 182.
Oh man, the Minneapolis squad having a couple of back-to-back wrestle backs here at 170 and at 182. That's going to bring us up to the 195-pound match where we've once again got repeat of the sectionals here at 195. The Centerville sectional on the consolation side, it'll be Jacob West versus Travis Poffenbarger. On the top side, the championship side, the Washington rematch of Brad Scoobel from Washington and Stephen Holloway from Minneapolis.
Well, Holloway, just a dominating wrestler.
Yeah, he's done everything that it takes to be a champion wrestler last year, and looks like he's got his sights set on a second one this year.
He's got a takedown right away, Joe. It's impressive watching him work here.
Want to thank the folks at Jim and Charlie's and Lathrop Construction to help bring you this match featuring Jacob West and Travis Poffenbarger on the bottom side of the bracket. Jacob West circles the mat. Poffenbarger ties up at the head.
Travis was sitting next to me when I took the fall earlier and checked on me to make sure I didn't get hurt. I gave him a nice pre-match entertainment.
It doesn't hurt to have a little bit of entertainment.
Yeah.
It's hot in here in this gymnasium in Fairfield, folks. It's the Class 2A District Finals and consolation match at 195 pounds. Consolation side Jacob West from Albia is on his feet in a scoreless tie against Knoxville's Travis Poffenbarger. Championship side is a 2-0 lead for Stephen Holloway from Minneapolis. He's up against a very tough Brad Scoobel from Washington. Now we've gone off the mat, still scoreless on the consolation side.
Oh,
Jacob West gets set.
Oh, you just missed. Oh, my gosh. Stephen Holloway picked him up. Had him vertical. He had the back leg and the front arm, near side arms, picked him straight up off the mat and carried him off the mat.
Travis Poffenbarger with a nifty little single leg there takes down Jacob West, and they go off the mat with 33 seconds to go in the first period. It's a 2-0 score here on the consolation side. Poffenbarger from Knoxville on top. Same score over here on the championship side where Stephen Holloway from Minneapolis, he's got the 44-1 record, the returning state champion. He works an arm bar on the left side. He's been riding his opponent, Brad Scoobel from Washington, for the entirety of this first period after a quick first period takedown. Now he's got the deep waist in. That's Stephen Holloway. And then we've got Brad Scoobel from Washington being ridden. So we're going to go to that one 2-0. We're off the mat.
Jacob West trailing here 2-0.
Yep.
So Travis Poffenbarger, final 10 seconds of the opening period.
As we go to the second period in these two contests, let's head it over to Mount Pleasant for the Class 3A update from Kevin Cochran.